based on demonstrated traits of leadership alongside disruptive behavior. So it's a mixture of great attributes but poor qualities. And these are two boys who were used to leading their peers in paths of unrighteousness. So they're used to a level of disruptive behavior that included, involved other people.
It can be difficult, though, surely, to sort of pick out positive qualities from youngsters who are behaving so badly.
Not really. I owe my current philosophy to my previous incarnation as a prison governor, where I saw very many brilliant, very talented boys who were using their gifts in the wrong way and ended up within the criminal justice system and incarceration. So I'm used to boys who have talents, who have gifts, but don't use it in the right way. And I thought that if we could set up the first aid tent at the top of the cliff rather than the bottom, we might be able to redirect the passion and energy, vibrancies and abilities of these boys so that they used it in a positive way as contributors to society.
You've been listening to The Nightly News with Holly Holland. And don't forget, you can read The Nightly News blog and download this and every Nightly News for podcasts at lbc.co.uk. After the news at 7 on LBC News 11:52, it's Live London, your guide on how to get the very best out of our city. While on LBC 97.3, it's Ian Lee.
The Nightly News on LBC.
You're 4 o'clock now, 4:30.
Do you know they signed the Stockton
Your company car's just arrived.
They're all good people. That's why I employ them. And I knew it'd be better for my business if I kept their skills up to date with training, but I just couldn't find the time. So I got in touch with Trained Again from the Learning and Skills Council and had a meeting with one of their skills brokers. They made it really easy to identify who needed what and then designed a training package for my employees. It's still just as hectic here, but at least now I've got a chance to sort it out.
Trained Again is a free and impartial service to help you identify and develop a programme to meet the training needs of your business. Find out how by calling 08000 1555 45 or visit traintogain.gov.uk.
I took the inside track.
I took the inside track.
I took the inside track.
Over 65,000 people have attended Inside Track's free introductory workshop since 2002 to see how they could profit from property without going round the houses. Inside Track, 0870 1244 614 or insidetrack.co.uk.
Discover the hidden treasures of Nova Scotia, its natural beauty and breathtaking scenery. Discover a place like nowhere else on Earth. With over 7,600 kilometres of coastline, Nova Scotia's seafaring heritage and adventure can be found around every corner. For a 40-night package from £918 per person, call Travel Pack, the tailor-made holiday specialist, on 0870 128 8006 or visit travelpack.com. Adult protected, subject to availability and date restrictions.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. With a heart that's true, I'll give to you tulips from Amsterdam.
Our tulips aren't from Amsterdam. They're from Britain. And what's even more surprising is you can get an extra 50% free on all £2.99 bunches at Waitrose. Quality food, honestly priced. Amsterdam.
This is LBC 97.3.
At 7, saying sorry 8 years on from Paddington crash, no foul play, verdicts over Anna Nicole Smith death and TV phone-in scam, threat of prosecution. It's 7 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland. 8 years on from the Ladbroke Grove rail disaster, Network Rail says sorry in court. 31 people died in the 1999 crash, which left 400 hurt following a catalogue of safety blunders. The organisation faces an unlimited fine. Dermot Grove, who lost his daughter Juliet, spoke outside court earlier.
They've apologised and then started up in their mitigation, trying to wheedle out. I hope they get a big fine.
Anna Nicole Smith was not murdered. Florida police have ruled out foul play in the death of the 39-year-old Playboy model who died last month. Doctors say she died from an accidental overdose. It's emerged the daughter of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is studying at a London university. Foreign Office Minister Ian McCartney has told the Commons that Bona Mugabe is a student at the London School of Economics. He also insisted that the travel ban imposed on Mugabe should apply to his children. Sky's chief political correspondent John Craig says Conservative MP for Rochford and Southend East James Dudridge raised the issue.
Yes, Mr McCartney confirmed she is studying at the LSE. But on the second question, who's paying the bills, the second part, Mr McCartney said, I'm not certain about that, but I'll write to you and give a copy to the House of Commons.
History has been made in Northern Ireland. Gerry Adams and Ian Paisley, political rivals for many decades, sat side by side today for the first time and agreed to restore power sharing at Stormont. Tony Blair has described the deal as remarkable. The Irish Premier said it would transform lives. Sinn Féin party chair Mary Lou McDonald says it's a moment of political excitement.
Nobody underestimates the political responsibilities that we carry and the expectation of people who voted for all of the parties that we deliver on the bread and butter issues and that we do so speedily.
A new kind of breast scan's been developed which pinpoints malignant tumours using harmless light instead of X-rays. The technique highlights calcium crystals in breast tissue that are produced by cancerous cells. Scientists believe the technique could be especially useful for younger women. TV phone-in quiz shows could face prosecution if they are found to be operating as lotteries. That from Culture Secretary in Dulwich and West Norwood MP Tessa Jowell, who's said to be extremely concerned about reported scandals involving premium rate lines. Her department says there will be a tightening of regulations in the sector. In sport, absolutely ridiculous is how Steve McClaren's described his alleged rift with Wayne Rooney. There was said to have been a dispute with the England manager and striker after the 0-0 draw in Israel. In travel news, Camberwell Road in Camberwell is closed in both directions because of an accident at Medlar Street. And in London's weather, dry and clear tonight and overnight with a low of 6 Celsius, a few degrees lower out of town, and there'll be a touch of ground frost. LBC, it's 7.03.
I'm Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. So long delays around the Camberwell area at the moment because of a closure of Camberwell Road. It's been closed for a couple of hours now, just outside the Red Star pub. The traffic's been diverted via Camberwell New Road. And London buses have been reporting delays of around half an hour to their services as a result. The A12 still very slow southbound from Old Ford down to the Blackwall Tunnel following an accident much earlier. And the M25 anti-clockwise is one lane blocked just by junction 10 at the A3 after a car fire. The emergency services are still at the scene and it's slowed back towards junction 11 at Chertsey. So the north of town in Barnet, Galley Lane is closed both ways for the crash. That's a cut-through route between the A1 and Wood Street. And if you're heading onto the tube, severe delays on the Jubilee line after a broken down train at Bond Street. Delays as well on the Circle and Hammersmith and City lines. And Southern trains are reporting delays between London Bridge and Norwood Junction after a broken down train at Penge West. Your next update in 15 minutes. LBC 97.3 travel with confused.com. The online search engine for car insurance.
Created to reclaim Mark's birthright, the Ferrari F399, the legend.
Shell helped Ferrari reclaim the Formula One Constructors' Championship in 1999 and hold it for another 5 seasons. Celebrate over 60 years of shared passion for performance at Shell with free collector cards, plus a chance to win a Ferrari track day in Italy when you buy Shell V-Power. Ferrari fuel for the road. Shell, made to move. No purchase necessary for promotion entry. See participating stations for details. Conditions apply.
Now remember, this session is not about blame, so Colin?
I'm still leaving. He never returns my calls. I haven't seen him for months.
Oh, come on. How can you say that?
Well, there's no support. He just doesn't take an interest anymore.
Colin, please sit down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Harrington. It's over.
Colin, please.
If you're in business and your bank no longer deserves you, start a meaningful relationship with your local business manager from Barclays. Just visit barclays.co.uk/changebusinessbank.
I'll throw in a free mouse mat.
Barclays. Now there's a thought.
C97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
I've not done the thing. Sorry, I've not. Hang on, stay with me.
You even opened your folder?
No, didn't open the folder. Here it comes. Here we go. Here comes the first clip of the night.
Got to tell me what sort of dog it is!
This one.
I've got piles.
And then this one.
Just get rid of all the crap calls.
That's it? Enough. Right, so. Oh dear. 0870-9090-973. Hat off, we're doing a radio show. It's not a tarts parade. So, well, actually got stuff to talk about. A new sheet of stuff. All the topics I've had on the old sheet for the last 3 months have gone. Chucked them. I say chucked them, they're stored. Do I sound uncomfortable? I'll tell you why I'm uncomfortable. Several reasons.
Is it because you think it's 6 o'clock?
I did think it was 6 o'clock. Because this clock here has not been put forward. This clock in here says 6 o'clock.
Ah.
So that blew my mind. I'm uncomfortable because that studio next to me is darker than this one. That makes me uncomfortable. And also because it's light outside. What kind of nonsense is that? Driving into work when it's not even dusk, it's light. And I'm here and it's light behind me. You know, either do a daytime show or a nighttime show. Don't do a... Do you know what I mean, Chris?
No.
I'm not sure I know what I mean.
It makes no difference.
It does make... No, you're wrong. It does. It makes an intrinsic difference to the state and of my mind.
Don't look outside, then.
But I can feel the light on me. I can see the light beyond there, behind you.
Well, put the blind down.
The blind is down, but I can see through your crack.
Don't look at my crack.
0870 9090 90. We'll argue about the benefits of night and day a little bit later on. The first 30 minutes of this show, and it's good to be back, by the way. Your calls go... good to be back, because it wasn't here last night, it didn't matter. I went to Digital Spy. I don't go there very often. It's a forum for geeks. And I thought I'd have a little look, because I've been away. I haven't been on there for ages. There's some fruitcake on there. How dare Ian Lee take a day off? How dare he have time off to go and do other jobs, to go to a concert, and to have holiday? He must have so little contempt, and he must have much contempt and little respect for his listeners.
What? I think that dude phoned in last night.
Oh, did he? Did someone phone in to complain?
Yeah.
That wasn't here?
Yeah. He couldn't believe you had time off to go and see Dolly Parton.
I booked it off in November. I know there was a mix-up and there was some confusion because things were changing, but I booked it off in November. And Nick Abbott wasn't very well, so that didn't work out. He should have planned these things better. So someone said on the forum. I tell you what, I say to that person, up yours. Up yours. I'm doing the finger gesture as well.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can take Chris, I can take time off if I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get paid for it, obviously, because it's self-employed. My contract says I can take 7 weeks off if I want.
7 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? I might take them all off next week and the weeks what? Thereafter. And make... Anyway, rattling on there. Everything's fine. Fine, fine, fine. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Anton from Gillingham.
Hello there.
Alias the Medway Man, alias the Reiki Man.
Oh, God. How many aliases can you have?
Well, that's what it's all about, you see. You was talking about day and night, and I thought to myself, well, once a king, always a king, but once a night is not enough. And I've got one other thing to say.
No, you haven't. 0870 9090 973 is the telephone number, if you want to give us a call. That was awful. First call of the week, awful. Yes, line three.
Yeah, can I speak to Paul Ross? I know he's only got half an hour left of his show, but
no, Paul Ross...
I just want to say how well he's doing in his drive time slot, and he's so much better than, you know, the previous...
Okay, I see what's happening here. I see what's going on here. Yes, line three, you're on the wireless. Oh, jeez. Line six, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello there.
I'm Tommy Boyd.
Oh, fantastic. Hello, Tommy.
Hello.
Hi, Tommy.
Hello, who's this?
It's Ian Lee. Hello, Tommy, you're on the wireless.
Bollocks.
OK, steady on, fella.
Bollocks.
OK, steady on. Well, we'll have to lose you for that. But good effort, but just don't do the swears next time. Simple as. Of course, we all know that Tommy Boyd actually sounds like this.
This is Ian Lee.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, this surely is... Can't get any worse, can it?
No, I think it can, Tommy. That's the worrying thing. Two, you're on the wireless.
Which do you prefer, day or night?
I prefer... Oh, well, there we go. This is on the topic. Topic number two. On the new list of six topics, what's best, day or night? Nighttime.
You like the night? Why is that? Why do you prefer the night?
Because it's dark, it's mysterious, it's mystical, it's magical. The daytime is boring, boring, boring.
Yeah, but the sun energises, doesn't it? So
that's the same rubbish, limp argument that my idiotic producer, Adrian Crisp, came up with earlier on when we were struggling for rubbish to talk about today. What do you mean, energise? It doesn't energise. If anything, the sun exhausts people. It wears people...
I think you're right. It does make me tired. When I'm out in the sun, I just want to sleep.
There you go, you see. So the sun is actually... If we inverted society and we slept during the daytime, like the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley himself, did, and worked during the nighttime... Elvis Presley, one of the most successful men in the world, because he worked at the nighttime.
You know what? I think I'm a nighttime person. Now you converted me.
What the, there you go, and I will convert you all one by one. Oh, by the way, after 7:30, it's a Dylan special. More on that later. Line 5, you're on the wireless.
The bacon is so rubbish. I didn't think about it being up doing it. Dragon meat sausage.
Okay, there's a little bit of a pop on your line there. I don't know what that was. Yes, line 6.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm excellent.
Excellent, yes. I'd like to agree with the previous caller about Paul Ross. I think he's doing a great job.
But he is doing a fantastic job, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Okay.
Now, another question, Ian.
Well, you say another question. You haven't done a question yet for you to do another one.
Phone number from getting on the phone.
The what? Yeah. What?
Phone number.
Sorry?
Why have you banned my phone number for getting on the radio?
What do you mean, banned your phone number? Is your name John?
No, it's not.
Well, what's your name?
Michael.
I don't know. I don't know who you are.
Well, since I spoke to you one day,
yeah,
I told you that I didn't like your show, you banned me.
I don't ban people for saying they don't like my show.
Well,
au contraire, I like those people to come on because they're generally fools and don't know what they're talking about. It's good to have an argument. I haven't banned you for that. I'm assuming you phoned up another... shut up. I'm assuming you phoned up another presenter and used foul language. Or maybe you used foul language in me. I don't... Your call was so inconsequential to me, I don't remember it.
Well, I haven't.
Okay, well, you're not banned, mate.
It happened after the day that I told you that I didn't like the show and that you don't talk about anything. Right. And then the next day it was gone.
What was gone? You're talking in riddles, my friend.
The next day I couldn't get on.
Well, maybe it's nothing to do with me, but maybe it's just because you're a very, very dull caller. You're so dull, in fact, since talking to you, I've been hanging my coat up and I'm now going through my bag because you're actually one of the most boring callers I've ever spoken to.
Well, so are you.
No, I'm not.
You're not a caller. Well, you're a doubt presenter.
There we go. Well done. Well done. You got there in the end. Good lad. Thanks for that.
Bye bye.
He thinks he got one over on me there because he put the phone down quickly. But he's a muppet. You can phone up and say. I like it when people phone up and say they don't like the show because as a listener to speech radio, I like hearing those phone calls. I think they're quite good fun. And I think that John Gaunt should allow people who don't like him to say so before cutting them off. It's just a boring call, I guess. 5, you're on the wireless.
I failed my driving test.
Oh, Arab.
I'm pissed.
Off?
No.
Okay, well, that could explain why. Line 3, you're on the wireless.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I've got a question for you.
Okay, let's have it.
Okay. What would you rather be, or a wasp?
Wasp.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay. You're not as good as the guy who used to phone in and do that.
No.
Because he had, like, about 5 up his sleeve.
Really?
Yeah. So write another 4 or 5 and then do it again.
Okay.
Good lad. Darth Vader used to do that, didn't he? He's not called in for a while. And I know why Darth Vader hasn't called in for a while. Someone messaged me on MySpace because his phone bill was too expensive and he couldn't afford it, so he had to get rid of his phone.
But he's Darth.
He's calling from the dark side. But he would always phone in the straight-to-air bit. Where if you phone up the rest of the show, we call you back, so it doesn't cost you very much. But the straight-to-air bit, fair play, it's your buck. And he would only call in during that bit, and he couldn't afford it. Line 10, you're on the wireless. Hello? Okay. Line 9, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm excellent.
Excellent?
Excellent.
Oh, superb. Listen, I've got a little jingle for you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Right, 1 second. Got it?
I could barely hear it, but thank you for doing that. Send it in.
I'll send it in.
Good lad. What an uninspiring start to the show. Let's pray things improve considerably. Oh, things are already getting better. It's the governor of the road. It's the Lord Joyce Master himself, Alan Joyce. What the hell's happening out there?
Sorry, what?
I don't care what's happening out there. I want you to sing your new single.
Hey, what's that then?
Oh. Have you not got a record coming out?
Not as far as I know. Not as you were to tell me.
No, you should just record a song then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, for lack of having something else to tell us, then tell us what's going on in the roads and the trains.
Fair enough. Camberwell Road in Camberwell is closed in both directions with an accident between Camberwell New Road and Wyndham Road. Now, buses are reporting half-hour delays to their services. The A12 is slow southbound from the Old Ford down to the Blackwall Tunnel. That's following an accident earlier. It's really taking a while to pick up again there. A couple of problems on the Surrey stretch of the M25. Anti-clockwise slow from junctions 11 to 10. That's after a car fire just by the A3. And there's also now a broken down lorry on the exit slip road at junction 11, which is adding to the queues. North of town in Barnet, Galley Lane is closed both ways with an accident between the A1 and Wood Street. And Finchley Road in West Hampstead has a burst water main just by the junction with Fortune Green Road. On the Tube, severe delays on the Jubilee line. Delays as well on the Circle and Hammersmith and City lines after a signal problem earlier on. And on the train, Southern Trains reporting 35-minute delays between London Bridge and Norwood Junction after a train broke down at Penge West. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Brave. Oarsman.
This year's chosen few attempting to join the pantheon of sporting gods.
Racing.
Against.
Thames.
They win, and the joy and jubilation on the faces of the Oxford crews.
Energy.
The Boat Race, exclusively live on LBC 97.3, Easter Saturday, the 7th of April.
Need car or van insurance for a few days? Then go to tempcover.com. Tempcover.com is the new easy service for great value motor insurance from 1 to 28 days. Ring us or go to tempcover.com for a policy within 5 minutes. Whatever you need it for and whenever you need it, tempcover.com gives you drive-away cover for as little as £5 a day. And as tempcover.com is a separate policy, your current no-claims bonus is safe. So go to tempcover.com now or call 08707 87 35 35. Minimum cover period and other conditions apply.
Great house.
Nice view.
Wow!
Cool apartment.
Fab decor.
This is it.
I love it.
At Rightmove, we bring more people and more property together than anyone else. All over London, all just a click away. Rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website.
Good evening.
Oh, look, here's an email from Bella Jack, who sent it twice because they're an idiot and don't know how to work a computer. I listened to you a while back and you were having an argument with a woman because apparently she was psycho. Well, that's a little bit rude. Oh, yeah, I remember apparently you hadn't missed her while you'd been on a holiday. Although I myself enjoy to argue, why do you find it fun to put other people down? It's not cool. Bella Jack, call up if you have the balls. I don't think you do because you're an idiot. I'm in an argumentative mood today, and I'm right for someone to. If they get on the wrong side of me today, I will tell them so.
Maybe it's the light.
I think I see. It's the light. I think the light has somehow affected me, and I've been breathing a lot of paint fumes today. A lot of paint fumes. My head is like 25% lead. You don't have lead in paint fumes anymore, but I just put some in there just to. I don't know what you have in paint fumes, but it's a man alive. They should, as I say, they should sell that stuff. They do. It's paint.
Yes.
Line 6, you're on the wireless.
Oh, good evening, Ian. Can any of the listeners tell me how the film on Channel 5 yesterday, Salt, Water, Moose, ended? Only I was with friends and the telly packed up before the end.
Your television packed
up? Well, no, I was round with friends, you see.
Oh, OK. Saltwater moose, it sounds awful.
Yeah, well, it was. There was this male moose lived on an island off of Canada, right?
Oh,
and these kids found a female moose, and the plan was to take it over to the island and you, company for the male moose.
You were watching moose pornography?
No. And it was up to when Timothy Dalton was in it.
Oh, wow, it sounds like a fantastic film.
Up to when the telly packed up, yeah. It was. So I want to know, did anybody see it?
Okay, well, we'll find out.
The male moose meet the female moose?
And have, hang on a second, there's a caller's just, let's see, Line 10, did you see the moose film?
No, but is a vice boy here.
Oh, okay. No, he didn't see the film.
Oh, I'll keep listening.
I saw an excellent programme today, Philip. I taped
what
it on
that?
BBC4. It was about an American soldier.
Yes.
That defected to North Korea.
I wanted to see that. Was it good?
Oh, it was fantastic. fantastic. There were four of them in the end.
Four, yes.
And I don't know very much about the Korean War, but they defected to North Korea in about 63, 64. And they all went one at a time. And they ended up living there. And they ended up, in the 70s and 80s, making films, becoming movie stars in North Korea, where they played, like, evil Americans.
I heard about that. I hope it's going to be on the game, because I want to catch it.
They will. BBC 4 will show these things all the time.
Have you ever heard about the Pueblo business in Korea? And that's worth checking up on.
The what?
The Pueblo. That was a ship that was captured by the North Koreans. Yeah. And all the soldiers were taken into North Korea.
Wow.
And that is a fascinating story. You want to check that up if you can.
I saw the end of a documentary that was on before this one, where they kidnapped a load of Japanese.
All right.
I took a load of Japanese. But the thing is, North Korea fascinates me.
It does me. I'd love to go there.
Well, I'd love to go there. And I think you can go there, can't you?
You can, but you're controlled. I mean, I've seen documentaries where people have been there. Yeah. And
all of this,
it's a strange country.
All of this footage was filmed. They interviewed this guy in North Korea, and I didn't think you could film things in North Korea, but they were in his...
If you're under control, they control you.
They were in his apartment, and they went to some shops and stuff like that. Yeah. I would love to go to North Korea. But then there's, this other documentary, and this one, to a certain extent, was saying that a lot of people go there, they don't come back.
Yeah,
they get kidnapped and you cannot leave.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
No, I wouldn't want that either.
No. Anyway, if you get a couple of tickets, let me know.
Okay, good lads, thank you. So Philip wants to know what happened to... Was Sexy Moose Down? Is that what it was called? Something like that. Sexy... Let me write the other down. Sexy Moose Down on the excellent Channel 5. I've spelt moose as in the dessert there. Why? I don't know why it's called a moose. Let's go to Line 7. Line 7, you're on the wireless.
John Holmes is the new Ian Lee.
Well, I don't know what that means.
He is.
I don't know what that means. John Holmes would take that as a great insult. A great insult, because he's been on the Now programme. Line 6, you're on the wireless.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
So, did you step over to the dark side and get a PS3?
Do you know, I didn't get a PS3. I refuse to pay £425.
Same as me, mate. That's why I haven't bothered.
But I hear that they are fantastic, and I'm doing everything I can to try and blag one.
Really? What, for free, you mean, yeah?
Yeah, for free. Ah. They'll come down. They'll come down though in 6 months, because they've sold nowhere near what they were expecting to sell. Which is why, you know, did you hear this about Virgin? You know the fruitcakes that were queuing up outside Virgin for a PS3.
Yeah. For like 48 hours.
For 48 hours.
Yeah.
Everyone that queued up got their PS3 and was given free of charge a £3,000 HD TV.
I heard that.
And
yeah.
A cab home. And a cab home.
I thought to myself, it might have been worth queuing up for 48 hours, and I thought to myself, it's a phony PlayStation, so, I'm an Xbox man myself.
I'm an Xbox man myself, although I've been playing a lot of Super Nintendo this weekend.
Oh, right, yeah, because I normally play against you online, but where you've changed this 7 o'clock shift, I never see you online.
Oh, who are you online?
Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, I will be back online again at some point, and I shall shoot you in the face.
As normal.
As per normal. It's a little bit geeky stuff there. Yeah, I've been playing Chris very kindly. Thank you, Chris, for lending me your broken snares.
No problem.
Yeah, I had to fix it.
Thank you for fixing it.
Well done. And I bought a Spectrum over the weekend on eBay.
Has that arrived?
Not yet, no. Spectrum Plus 2, it's got its own built-in cassette recorder. Oh, yes. What do you want? His voice is broken, though. Well, that's interesting. That's Ben from Hemel, who's really irritating. Maybe he's just phoned up to say he's reached puberty. I don't really care.
He's been calling for about 4 years.
Yeah, it's a long, long time. And then we let him on, and then he says something rude about me or about a listener, and so we say, well, no, you're banned again. And when I say rude, I don't mean he's rude. I mean, like, really obnoxious and nasty, and I can't be bothered. So keep calling in, Ben, but I'm literally going to put you on for, like, half a second, then cut you off, and that's the game from now on. Yes, line two.
Oh, poor Ben.
Oh, hang on a minute, John. Should we do it again?
Hello.
Ben. Oh, hang on a second. Away you go, Ben. No, oh dear, I've cut him off.
Listen, I've got something to say, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember to put your clocks forward?
Yes, I did.
At the weekend?
I did. My sister didn't, and she's a mother.
Oh, you put your clocks forward, did you?
Not forwards, backwards, I meant.
Agent Chris
yes.
is going to learn to fly.
Excuse me?
Agent Chris is going to learn to fly.
Well
probably in a microlight.
How's he going to do that?
He's going to have lessons.
Okay. Ben?
Hello?
There we go. Is this true, Chris? Oh, you mentioned this last week, didn't you? You were thinking about
it. Yeah.
You won't do it.
Why not?
Because you haven't got the money, because it's about £3,000.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a coward.
What?
Those two things... It's about £3,500, isn't it, to do it?
No, it's about 4.5.
Oh, is it? You can get it for cheaper.
Can you?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't
know. You can put it in a microlite and have it in your, keep it in your garage.
Well, that's like the little James Bond aeroplane.
Yeah. I might get one.
Well, I might get one.
I'm not.
Okay, good. Talking about saving money, my car insurance came in today. It gets renewed in April. And because I've got some points and I've had a couple of crashes and, you know, there's that thing with that old woman, my car insurance... In fact, after 7:30, we'll play Guess How Much My New Car Insurance Is. Have a guess how much my new car insurance is. It will blow your flipping mind. Yes, line two.
Hello, you.
Hello, you.
In the film, the buddy dies.
Okie dokie. We seem to be getting a lot of Tallulah impersonators. But no Tallulah, which, I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. Yes, line three.
Hi, Ian, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You, how are Dolly Parton?
She was fantastic, although I've never seen so many lesbians and chavs in one place. It was a phenomenal group of people there, but brilliant.
And another thing, I saw it on TV the other day, on ITV, that, you know that programme, Something for the Weekend?
No, I don't know that programme.
Well, apparently someone came to your show, it's called Something for the Weekend, it comes on ITV on Sunday morning.
Something for the Weekend?
Yeah, and you were on there. I saw you, it was on your radio show.
Someone came to my radio show for Something for the Weekend?
Yeah.
They were
making a flag or something.
I don't think that was me.
It was you, definitely, it was you.
Someone was making a flag?
Yeah.
What, with me?
No, you were just playing a tune for the flag.
I was playing a tune for the flag?
Yeah, you were, definitely.
What do you mean playing a tune for the flag?
Basically, some guy was designing a flag, so he came to your show, and you...
And he sat in the studio with me? Oh,
yeah.
Danny Wallace.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, God, that was ages ago. Okay.
Yeah, it came on TV the other day.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, that was a long time ago. Oh, well, thank you for that.
All right, then. Take care.
Bye-bye. There we go. That's a long time ago. Okay, 0870-9090-973.
It's always a good idea to get an expert's opinion. Whatever your forte, whether it's cars, cooking, interior design, or turning a dreary outside space into an inspiring garden. So, if you're thinking of investing in property, why not get the combined expertise of Inside Track's legal specialists, property experts, and financial advisors behind you? Start finding out more at a free introductory workshop. If you want to profit from property, don't go round the houses. Take the Inside Track. Our 250 experts could help you build your property portfolio. Call 0870 1244 614 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
I'm not good with investments. They're foreign to me. But I do know the cheapest tariff to call your clients abroad. I wouldn't know how to start balancing someone's books, but I do know a BlackBerry will stop your emails adding up when you're out of the office. I couldn't tell you the best way to save on your tax, but I can help you save time by setting up voicemail. I don't know how to do your job, but I do know how I could help you get on with your business, which is why you're the accountant, and I'm an O2 business specialist.
Now available in O2 shops or on 0800 432 0202. It's your business. See what you can do. O2.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, let's take one more, shall we? I can't resist. Yes, line two.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, I just want to ring up and talk to Ian Lee about Dolly Parton.
Oh, okay, well, the thing is, you're talking to me now, you're on the wireless.
Really?
But what I'll do, because we're about to go to the news, I'll hand you back to Chris, and he'll take your number and give you a call up.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name, by the way?
It's Jackie.
Jackie, we'll speak to you in a second. Chris, if you could take Jackie's number. 0870-9090-973. Actually got things to talk about on the show today. And if you're called Dylan, you're especially welcomed. Here's the news.
Available on DAB Digital Radio. This is LBC 97.3.
It's 7:30, I'm Jim Diamond. 8 years on from the Ladbroke rail disaster, Network Rail apologises. 31 people died and 400 were hurt during the crash in 1999. The company should find out how much it's going to be fined tomorrow. A drug dealer who killed a woman with a kitchen knife in the hallway of her flat has been jailed for 17 years. 22-year-old Kieran Samai, who's from New Cross Gate, stabbed Jolene Colpus to death during a row over a drug steal. CCTV footage showed him lunging at Miss Colpus as she opened her door. A post-mortem's found Anna Nicole Smith died from an accidental drug overdose. The mystery behind the model's sudden death has been revealed by authorities in Florida. Police investigating Bob Woolmer's murder in Jamaica say they can't rule out that he was killed by a hitman. Deputy Commissioner Mark Shield says officers are checking hotel CCTV footage and other details such as bedroom key cards. And it's emerged that Sound of Music star Connie Fisher is having her voice boosted on stage by a backing track. The 23-year-old recently returned to the West End show after a fortnight's absence due to damaged vocal cords. And looking at the weather for you, a dry and clear night with a low of 6 degrees. Right now we have 13 degrees in Chelsea. Tomorrow, another sunny, bright day with a high of maybe 18. This is LBC at 7:31.
I'm Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. Finally, some better news in Camberwell, as Camberwell Road is now reopened both ways following a crash just outside the Red Star pub, but still looking slow on Camberwell New Road, which was being used as the main diversion route, especially for buses. The A12 looks slow, still going southbound down towards the Blackwall Tunnel. It's gradually easing, but it was all following an accident much earlier on during the rush hour. M25 anti-clockwise, slow from junctions 11 to 10 after a car fire between Chertsey and the A3. There's also been a broken down lorry on the exit slip road at junction 11, adding to the delays. North of town in Barnet, Galley Lane is closed both ways with a crash between the A1 and Wood Street. And in West Hampstead, a burst water main causing delays on Finchley Road, just by the junction with Fortune Green Road. To add your updates, if you can see what's going on there, 08000 68 60 80. On the Tube, severe delays on the Jubilee line, delays as well on the Circle and Hammersmith and City lines, and Southern Trains reporting delays of over half an hour between London Bridge and Norwood Junction. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 15 minutes.
There's not an easy way to say it, but in the 2 years you've been here, you've needed daily assistance, permanently sent in projects late with vital pages missing, and for that reason, I'm sorry, but you're fired.
Give your printer the boot and get the Lexmark X5470. It comes with free next business day replacement guarantee, a recommendation from PC Pro magazine, and £30 off at £69.99. We're also offering 15% off our cartridges at Argos, PC World and Staples. No wonder 75% of the world's top banks use Lexmark.
Nobody likes wasting money. Nobody likes high-pressure sales. Nobody likes misleading information. That's why everybody loves Car Giant. With quality cars, low, low prices, giant choice and excellent service, it couldn't be easier with cargiant.co.uk. We have one giant site actually in London, up to 5,000 quality used cars actually in stock, and thousands actually on display. Nobody likes a know-it-all, but if you're in the know, you can have it all. Car Giant. Giant choice, giant savings.
LBC 97.3. In Lee's Good Evening. Call 0870 90 90 973.
Here we go. It's an email from a lesbian who's at Dolly Parton. Ian, now this is interesting. Thank you. What's this lady's name? Barbara. Ian, I saw you at Dolly last night. I was one of the hundreds of lesbians there, although not an obvious one. Some were very obvious. You were sitting just across the aisle from me. Do you know what? If you were the blonde lady, I saw you. I spotted you. Now, did you see Dolly lip-syncing some parts of the show? Now, isn't it funny you say this? Because I didn't mention it on the night, the person I was with, but I mentioned it to Helen Behind the Glass, who was there last Monday, I think it was, and a couple other people, that I thought that she did it on the Quiet Song, the Sparrow Song. The song about her dad, I seem to think she did it. And what gave it away was the songs I think she was lip-syncing on, her hand movements were really exaggerated, as if to say, I'm telling you, I'm making sure you get the message and you don't think I'm miming. I feel a bit cheated by it, to be honest. It was such a good show, and she could be such a good performer, yet we were listening to tapes of her in some parts. Do you think there's anything we can do about it? We can go to Dollywood and kill her? No, we can't do that. Now, I wasn't going to mention that, Barbara, until you send that email in, and I think that she was lip-syncing. Now, this is an interesting one, because it's disappointing. Helen's disappointed and looks gutted by it. Didn't want to believe it when I said it, and I wasn't sure, but another person writing in and saying it has kind of confirmed it, I guess, to a certain extent. Disappointing, yeah. Also, I thought, okay, let's get the criticism of the concert out of the way, because I have some. It was a little bit short. You go and see Diamond. If you see Diamond, you've got two and a half hours, sometimes 2 hours, 40 minutes, straight through, no interval. Straight through. Non-stop, hit. Christmas song, hit. Album filler, Christmas song, hit. It does that. Dolly, I thought there wasn't... it was really short. First half was an hour and a quarter, 15-minute interval, 35-minute second half. Thought that was a little bit Yeah, that's how... Was yours longer, Helen? Was your second half longer? Really? We were out by 10:15. Yeah. Oh, was yours longer? Well, that's interesting. Well, that is interesting. She kept going on about Graham Norton as well. Not as many hits as I would have liked. Don't get me wrong. It was brilliant. I had a fantastic night. I'm kind of, you know, picking out the fine points here. But, Jackie?
Hi there.
You're the lady who's talking about Dolly.
Yes.
Did you go to the concerts?
I did. I was there last night.
Did you see her lip syncing?
No.
Okay.
I'm really gutted to hear you say that.
Yeah, I thought it was quite... And Barbara, I think if she's the blonde lady that was wearing jeans, I noticed these things. then, yes, I did notice you. But, that's a bit disappointing. It was good, though, wasn't it?
Brilliant, yes.
Absolutely. Although I could have done with a few more hits.
Yes, the first half was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, the second half was a bit, kind of, I got back from getting a drink and going queuing in the ladies for, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, never go to the toilet at Wembley Arena.
No,
just because you, particularly the ladies, I know it's especially bad, but well, you'll be there forever.
I thought I'd nip in the guys' toilet, actually, but there were so many guys there as well that it wasn't worth it either.
It could have been worth it. You could have got more than you bargained for. Never go to a concert, never go to a toilet at a concert, unless... you know it's a really long, boring song coming up next. Then yeah. Then go, but yes. But yeah, the second half was about 35-40 minutes long.
Yeah, it was over before we kind of realised what's happening, yeah.
But so it was still good. I was annoyed that she kept mentioning Graham Norton so much as well. Thought, yeah. I don't care about him, we've come to see you. Not that Muppet, for goodness sakes. But yeah, there was one big hit that she didn't do. Islands in the Stream was good, though. We were all up singing and dancing along to that.
And Jolene, that was another good one.
Jolene, 9 to 5.
Yep.
I Will Always Love You.
Yep.
And loads of songs I hadn't heard before as well. Which was,
yeah, the Sparrow one is off one of her quite sort of tame albums, really.
Yeah, that's the one I think she was miming on.
Yeah. I didn't see that. But yeah.
Where, can I ask, how far from the front were you?
I was in section B, so I was about, don't know.
On the ground?
Yeah.
I was in section B.
Oh, were you?
I was about 30 rows from the front. I counted it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's probably just a bit behind you then.
Oh, well, there you go, you see. Yeah. There you go, you see. It was good. And also, I did something I've never done before. I've never driven to Wembley Arena before, except when I went to see Status Quo, and it was their driver sort of got us into the Status Quo car park, so we're in there. So, but that was the only time I'd driven.
Right.
And we drove last night. Mm-hmm. And as you get closer and closer, you think, I don't want to park in Wembley Arena because it's going to be... flipping awful trying to get out of here. You're never going to get out. And as you drive closer and closer, you keep seeing signs saying, car park, £8, we're near Wembley Arena. And it's just some bloke standing there.
Yeah.
And you're kind of thinking, well, has he just broken the padlock to a car park, and he's going to take your money, then he's going to naff off?
Get clamped, yeah.
But I parked him on for £8.
Right.
And it was fantastic. And we're straight out, superb.
Oh, we paid £15 for the arena.
Yeah, and I bet it took a long time to get out.
It wasn't too bad, actually, because they opened up another route out, so we kind of spread out, but it was quite good. But it's pretty scary driving up through those parts of London.
Yes.
Opened your eyes.
Yes, I'm nearly swore then, but it's a bleep tip, as I would like to call it.
Yeah.
Jackie, thanks for that.
That's okay. Can I just get you to say hi to my stepson, Christopher, who is 16 years old and he listens to your show every single night?
No. So, 0870-9090-973. Chris, it's a Dylan special tonight, Chris. We want to get as many Dylans calling in as we can. I don't think we've ever had a Dylan on the show tonight. How many Dylans have called in so far?
One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Yeah.
I want to get like 10 Dylans
online. You didn't explain it. You only mentioned it briefly at the start of the show.
I'll explain it now.
And I didn't even understand what you were on about.
Okay, I'll mention it now. It's a Dylan special tonight. Partly because it's my nephew's second birthday. Well, this week, but we had it yesterday. And, man, there's something cool about... I was teaching him words, and then he was helping me make cups of tea. He wasn't, but I told him he was. And then he's giving me high fives. High five. And his dad has taught him a slightly wicked trick. If you say to him, Dylan, how are you? Fine, thank you. And that's his stop response. Fine, thank you. Doesn't know what it means, and I believe, hello, you're right. Yeah. Come in, let me move the bag out of the way. It's the cleaners, everybody.
Hey,
French and Saunders. Bab do do we you, French and Saunders. Bab ba do we you. Yes, we go, it's the Hoover. So I suspect he's repressing his true feelings by being made... Fine, thank you. Anyway, so, as a result of that, it's a Dylan special. What better way to celebrate the magic of the name Dylan than having as many Dylans as we can calling in? So if you... You might have to speak up a bit. If you are called Dylan, 0870 9090 973, you'll jump straight to the front of the queue. And by the end of the show, I want to have 10 of you guys on the line. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah.
Good weekend? I saw Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I saw Dolly last night.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very big knockers. Massive knockers. Huge bosoms. You wouldn't believe it. Well, you would. Now, Edward.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like just to say good evening in Polish.
Oh, just get out of here. I see what you're doing there. Going through the old watch and the telephone. I see. They're stealing my watch and telephone, Edward.
Okay, can I say?
Well, no, they're stealing my watch and telephone. Yeah.
Dobry wieczór.
I beg your pardon?
It is in Polish, good evening. Dobry wieczór.
Dobry wieczór.
Dobry wieczór.
Dobry?
Yes.
Wieczór.
Wieczór.
What country are you from?
Polish.
No, not you. what?
Lithuania.
Lithuania?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not you, Edward. I'm talking to the lady who's doing the cleaning. Are you Lithuanian as well?
Yes.
Yes. How do you...
Lithuania,
Edward, how do you say shut up in Polish? how do you say good evening? Can you say good evening?
Good evening?
No, in Lithuanian.
Dobry wieczór.
Oh, so do you speak Polish then?
It's the same.
Oh, okay, here's something for you. Popech na moj ogórek. Yes?
It's
yes. You like? Ja jestem duper. I don't know. Oh, dear. They've left and one's actually looks very angry.
Toilet, so...
Sorry?
I just ate a pig, so I have to go to toilet soon.
You ate a pig, so you have to go to toilet soon?
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Anyway, dobry wieczór.
Dobry wieczór.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He ate... That man had to go because he just ate a pig and he needed to go toilet. They're on your side now, are they, Chris?
Yes.
Yes. Okie dokie. What a lot of fun we're having today. Ah, yes. Dion!
Hello, Ian.
You have to speak up a bit, Dion. The cleaners are in.
All right. What, they're hoovering?
Huh?
What, they're hoovering?
Until 10 o'clock.
Pardon?
What?
They're hoovering.
I can't hear you, mate.
Yes, you can.
Hello?
Right, I'm here.
Is Dion still there? I can't hear him.
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Dion?
You're just winding me up.
Dion!
Dion!
Dylan?
Hello?
Can you hear Dion?
Yeah, I can.
Dion?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, okay.
We'll try and come back to Dylan in a minute. Oh! It's our first Dylan of the evening. Fantastic. You that means you are the premier Dylan.
Yay!
Fantastic. Now, Dylan, can I ask how old you are?
Oh, I'm 23. Do I sound really young? I'm not. I'm 23.
You're 23?
Yes.
What year were you born?
1983.
Okay. You're not 23.
I really am.
How did you miss puberty then? God blimey, what's that noise?
What? No, I'm just so excited to speak to you because I'm a big fan. I've been listening
to you later.
Right from the beginning.
Bye-bye. 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 I think I've sexually harassed the Lithuanian cleaner. Do they speak Polish in Lithuania? That's a bit of a cop-out, isn't it?
Hmm.
It's a little bit lazy. Right, sorry, Dylan.
It's okay.
Are you really 23?
Yes, I am.
And you're a boy?
No, I'm a girl.
Shut up.
No, I am. I'm a girl. I've got three sisters. They've got
but Dylan's a boy's name.
I know, but my mum really wanted a boy, so she called me Dylan.
But just giving you a boy's name doesn't mean you have a penis. And that is what makes
name.
A boy. You're a girl called Dylan. Well, listen, I like girls with boys' names. For some reason, I find it erotic.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not saying that I find you erotic, because I'm not my wife.
If you saw me, you would.
Are you fit?
Yeah, very.
Oh, really? Oh.
No.
Oh, you're not. You're a munter.
No.
You're a munter. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right. So, you've called in. You're celebrating. Now, what we want to do is... Are you around about 10 to 10?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Can we call you back and you'll be the premier Dylan?
Okay.
Are you recording this?
Yep.
Well...
How sad am I?
You're very sad. You're very, very, very sad. But
yeah, I know.
Wonderful.
I've accepted it. I've embraced it.
Hang on a second. Alan Joyce in the travel?
Yeah.
Alan Joyce, are you there, sir?
Hello, yes.
Yes, I've got Premier Dylan on, so you just have to wait a minute,
all
right?
Oh, all right, then. Yes,
it's tough whether you're angry or not.
Yeah, charming.
You're number one.
Sorry, Premier Dylan.
Sorry, nothing.
Okay, well, don't mess around, because it is Alan Joyce, and he does get violent.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll call you back, and we'll get you all to chant something exciting.
Okay.
Why do you think Dylans don't phone up the radio very often?
I can't imagine why.
No, not you, Alan. I'm talking to Dylan.
Oh, sorry.
Did you just snort there, Joyce?
No.
You snorted.
It wasn't me.
You were... I can't do it.
Ah.
Right. Dylan, we'll call you back at 10 to 10.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Good lad.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was... She claimed that she was a girl.
I think she was.
He's getting... I can't deal with this. Hit the button. He did it again! Two snorts! Well, there you go.
Okay. North Circular Road, crawling going past Brent Park at the moment. We've got reports in of an accident. Thank you, Mark, for your update on the jam line. Reporting two lanes are blocked and it's really crawling heading up towards Brent Park as a result, especially past IKEA. Do add your updates, though, 08000 68 60 80. Galley Lane in Barnet is closed both ways with an accident between the A1 and Wood Street. And Finchley Road in West Hampstead looking slow with a burst water main just by the junction with Fortune Green Road. Now, south of town in Camberwell, some better news. Camberwell Road has now fully reopened both ways after an accident just by the Wyndham Road junction. A12 still looking busy down towards the Blackwall Tunnel southbound, but it is picking up all the time following that accident earlier. And the M25 anti-clockwise slow towards junction 11 at Chertsey after a lorry broke down on the exit slip road. On the Tube, severe delays on the Jubilee line because of a broken down train at Bond Street. Delays on the Circle and Hammersmith and City lines. And Southern Trains reporting delays of 35 minutes between London Bridge and Norwood Junction after a train broke down at Penge West. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in half an hour.
Nothing on the telly to watch? Listen to London's LBC 97.3 instead. You can hear us via your TV on Sky Channel 0177.
Are you looking for an overseas property investment with prices starting from under £50,000 with guaranteed income, a low deposit and excellent capital growth potential? Galliard Homes, a UK buy-to-let specialist, are proud to introduce Horizon Sky Beach Resort Bodrum. This stunning waterside resort will be fully managed and offered to you for a limited period at pre-release prices, with guaranteed income of 6% net for up to 4 years. Horizon Sky will be the first beach resort to be built to Galliard's exacting standards of quality, design and luxury. Don't miss your chance to join those investors who've already benefited from investing the Galliard way. Attend Galliard Homes' international sales launch on Saturday the 31st of March and Sunday the 1st of April at the Crown Plaza Hotel XL. For details, call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 now or visit galliardhomes.com. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes, right, so, Dylan special, we're blistering through it. We've had one Dylan, and it was a girl. I'm very, very... I'm suspicious of that. Are you suspicious of her, Dion?
Yeah, I'm still here, mate.
Okay, good lad. It's Nice Ben in Hemel.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nice Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm... Do you know what? I'm fine.
Are you?
Hello?
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 What?
I got a good... I know a mate who's called Dion, and it's a girl.
A girl called Dion?
Yeah. A bit weird, isn't it, for a girl? But she's actually quite a nice girl. She's good looking. No.
Dion, how do you respond to that?
It's spelt different. I think it's got two N's and an E on it.
Is it?
Yeah, like Dion Warwick.
Oh, Dion. Well, yeah, hang on a minute. Whoa. Calm down. Yeah, Ben, there's Dion Warwick. Dion Warwick.
Never heard of her. Who's that?
Know the way to San Jose? I've got to go there soon and take my library books back. I don't know what the words are, but she sang that.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
And Heartbreaker. Although,
it's quite
of course,
a weird name, though, isn't it?
When we were young, we used to change the first
one.
I'm talking to myself here.
BJ song, didn't she?
Did Heartbreaker?
Did she? I don't know. I know she's done a BJ song.
Yes.
Well, it's still a weird name, though.
It's a weird name. You're absolutely spot on. But, Ben, the thing is, it's not Dion Knight, it's Dylan Knight. And
it's close, though. It's similar, isn't it?
No, but That's irrelevant.
Dion could be called Dylan now.
No, Dion couldn't be called Dylan because it's a Dylan special.
Yeah. I'm not trying to put it out of a place or nothing like that, you know.
You didn't see that film on Channel 5 about the moose having sex, did you?
No, I didn't. When was that?
I don't know. Philip from South Norwood wants to know what happens at the end of it, and I've not done very well in finding...
You've got Bob Dylan.
I tell you what, I'm reading the newspaper. Let's do the paper review. So, they're making a new... Do you remember the St Trinians films, Dion?
Pardon?
Do you remember Nice Ben?
Sorry, did what?
For God's sakes, both of you, wash your ears out. I'm speaking and enunciating clearly. I'll try it again. Dion.
Yes.
Do you remember the St Trinians films?
Yes, I do.
They were wrong, but very right.
Yeah, but probably politically incorrect at the moment.
You couldn't make them now, could you?
No, I don't think so.
Wrong. You're wrong. They can't...
What was it, wasn't he, off...
Arthur Daly?
Arthur Daly, yeah.
OK. Nice Ben, do you remember the St Trinians films?
I don't actually, no.
OK, it was lots of, like, 18, 19... Well, it's lots of 25-year-old women dressed up in stockings and schoolgirl uniforms, pretending to be 15, running around with Arthur Daly, and it was all a little bit sexy.
Excellent. Sounds good.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, they're making a new St Trinians film, right?
Yeah.
With man of the moment, Russell Brand, in the Arthur Daly role.
Oh, right. Is that the new film he's meant to be in, then? Because I knew he's meant to be doing something.
This is a film that he's in. Now, listen to the premise of the film.
Yeah.
The film, titled St Trinians, is set in 2002. It follows the anarchic bunch as they enter a TV quiz hosted by Stephen Fry. How weird is it to set... I'm speaking slowly because I think these two are Muppets. How weird is it to set a film... 5 years ago. Why would you do that?
I don't know. The same reason they set films from, like, 60 years ago.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. If you set a film... Oh, for God's sake. If you set a film 60 years ago, you have a historical point for doing that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because it's 1947 then, and it's just after the Second World War. It's just before the 50s. You know, people are still rationing. If you set a film... 40 years ago, it's 1967, it's the summer of love, Sergeant Pepper's coming out, there are hippies taking LSD in Carnaby Street. If you set a film 5 years ago...
I see that shop's just shut down, Ian.
What shop has shut down?
Euston Road, where they bought all their kit from.
What shop it... I'm having, like, 18 different...
Yeah, sex.
Sex?
Army stuff.
Sex army. Oh,
no,
imagine that. Can we have a sex army and we'll go and invade Iran? Teach them a thing or two, but not like force anything on them or anything like that. Just like sex, just go and sex. And whoever has the best sex wins. If you, right, so you've got two sex armies, okay? And one.
All got to wear the same kit.
All got to wear the same kit, which is not a lot.
Do you have sex with the people in the same army? Or
no.
Yeah, we all wear...
No.
Fatigues.
Yeah. No, okay. You go and have sex with the other army, okay?
Right.
And whoever... And it's judged by a team, an independent team of sexperts. There we go. And whichever army has the best, most imaginative and creative and productive sex, and by that I mean orgasms, wins, and you can, like... Right, we're gonna invade Tehran. So we would win Tehran... If we had the best sex. Isn't that a loving way of fighting a war?
It's better than killing each other, isn't it?
It's better than killing each other. Dion, would you agree?
Yeah, I would, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got something similar to that, though. I once watched...
Hang on a minute. Where have they got something similar to the sex army idea I've just told you about?
There's a thing called the Sex Olympics, you know.
There's what?
I don't know, Ian.
I'm Ian. You call me every day.
Huh?
Yeah, right.
Well, I call you when we're on.
Okie dokie. There's a sex Olympics, Ben.
Yeah, there is. I've watched... Yeah,
is it like Anim Olympics?
I saw, like, a preview on it on Channel 4 once. But it's actually proper true, like... Yes. You know, like...
I'd have to enter the pole vault. I thank you.
So it's like... like one
this
of the
hard work, isn't it?
One of the events is who can make the best orgasm, you know, best noise, like they're having an orgasm.
Who can make the best noise like they're having an orgasm?
Yeah. Wow. I'm being serious, no, I'm not making any of this up.
Are you making any of this up?
Oh, no, I swear.
Do they have a diving event?
Yeah, I know what kind of diving you have.
Yes, I'm getting as close to the knuckle as I can. And again, perhaps that's an inappropriate choice of phrase, without actually crossing the line at this time of the night.
Right.
Or day. Well, it's night now. I've looked out. It's dark. Well, nice, Ben. Thank you for that.
Right, no problem.
Dion, did we get your point?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Are you a healthy or asthmatic male or female? If so, you might be eligible to take part in trials with ParXL, who are currently working on the development of new medicines. The ParXL unit is an independent research facility based at Northwick Park Hospital in northwest London. We're currently recruiting non-smoking 18 to 70-year-olds to take part in clinical trials. Participants in a study will be paid for their time and inconvenience, and their GP will be informed. ParXL is overseen by an independent ethics committee who approve all adverts and clinical trials. For more information with no obligation, please visit our website at www.drugtrial.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Dave.
Hello, Ian.
Good evening, Dave.
How are you?
Why would you set a film 5 years ago?
I know why. I spoke out while you were talking.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Dave, what can we do for you?
Dave, for one, set 5 years ago.
I can't understand what you're saying.
5 years ago, you said about the film.
Yes.
Well, you said Stephen Fry's in it.
Your phone's breaking up, but I'm prepared to let...
Stephen Fry.
No one can understand what you're saying, but I'm prepared to let you carry on and make your point, David.
Did you say that Stephen Fry was in it?
Yes.
Well, 5 years ago, Stephen Fry, that was just before he had his major depression.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe that's what I made it 5 years.
Maybe that's... So the end of the film is Stephen Fry's going to enter his depression?
Yeah, and Terry Thomas walks in and says, "Are you sure?"
You're sure.
Absolutely sure.
Yes. Anyway, Dave...
Anyway, yeah, point I was ringing.
Yes.
Dolly Parton.
Yes.
I didn't go to it last night.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, you have it.
I'm going to say yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but I wasn't in the auditorium at all.
This was what?
I was working last night. I didn't see Dolly Parton at all.
Yo, I'm doing like 10 times more work than I've ever done on the show. So you were working, Dave, at the Wembley Arena.
No. I was working out of my cab.
You were in a taxi?
I was working.
And you didn't see Dolly Parton because you were driving a taxi?
That's right, yeah.
Does that surprise that you didn't see her?
No, I was surprised, yeah. Because everyone's talking about seeing Dolly Parton and I never.
Okay. Dave, I'm going to cut you off now.
Okay.
Lovely. Dion, I'll come back to you.
Hello, mate.
Oh, hang on a second. Yes, Midge?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Midge. You signing up for the sex army? Come on, let's go on a bombing mission. I said a bombing mission.
Stockings and uniform, Ian.
Oh, don't, because it was talking with you and that Charlotte Church's cousin, and Dion, in fact. We've got two-thirds of the Perv Brigade that made me do the muckiest show I've ever done.
Ian,
yes.
This gadget app, I saw it in the newspaper.
Oh, God, yes.
It's called the Sex Patch for Girls.
The Sex Patch for Girls, okay.
Yep. And it's, unlike Viagra... It's like Jews, it's going on and on. It makes them, feel randy.
It makes them feel randy. Okay. Well, surely your own natural sexual charm should make them feel randy.
Well, apparently...
Unless you're really Butters.
They need it.
Are you Butters, Midge?
No, it's all right for me.
Yes. You always get them. Dion, did you just chip in with something there?
Yeah, I said Marcus Sarah will be phoning soon.
Yes. So, yes. Well, Midge, thank you for that. Yes?
Ian?
What?
I was going to say, I'm getting post-traumatic Ian Lee syndrome.
Okay, well, how does that manifest itself in less than 15 seconds?
regarding post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Okay.
So they're saying sorry for the slave thing.
Oh, I've accidentally pressed the button. Dion, did we get to your point?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
On FM, on DAB, and online, this is LBC 97.3.
At 8, we're sorry, Network Rail apology over crash, no foul play in Playboy model's death, and history's been made in Northern Ireland. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland. Network Rail has apologised in court for a catalogue of safety blunders that caused the Ladbroke Grove rail disaster. 31 people died in the crash in 1999.
Blackfriars Crown Court has been told the failures start at the top of rail track, which has since been replaced by Network Rail. The organisation faces an unlimited fine. Anna Nicole Smith was not murdered. Florida police have ruled out foul play in the death of the 39-year-old Playboy model who died last month. Doctors say she died from an accidental overdose. It's emerged that the daughter of Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe is studying London. Foreign Office Minister Ian McCartney has revealed that Bonna Mugabe is a student at the London School of Economics. Conservative MP for Rochford and Southend East James Duddridge raised the issue. He says he forced Mr McCartney into making a common statement.
The government are very much in rewind here. They're talking tough, but they certainly haven't been acting tough on what is a horrendous tyrannical leader who steals money out the mouths of the poor to pay for a top-rank education at the LSE for his daughter.
Police investigating Bob Woolmer's murder in Jamaica say they can't rule out that he was killed by a hitman. Deputy Commissioner Mark Shields says officers are checking hotel CCTV footage and other details, such as bedroom key cards. He told us he's keeping an open mind, but some things just don't appear to add up.
At the moment, it seems highly unlikely that a Jamaican has walked off the street, gone up to the 12th floor in a secure lift, gone along to his room, got into his room without any sign of forced entry, murdered him, and they're not stolen anything at all. It seems unlikely.
History's been made in Northern Ireland. Gerry Adams and Ian Paisley, political rivals for many decades, have agreed to restore power sharing at Stormont in May. Tony Blair has described the deal as remarkable. Plans for London to spend £12 million to send a satellite into space have been confirmed. It's hoped the space mission will provide cutting-edge technology that will cut out the need for controversial mobile phone masts. But will it benefit our city? Manny Lewis from the London Development Agency, which is funding it, assures us it will.
This will bring something like £630 million worth of inward investment to a London company. It'll put London into the sort of global telecoms marketplace even more strongly. And thirdly, it will safeguard about 100 jobs in the city. So it's very important for London that we are part of this new wave of technology improvement.
In travel news, the M25 clockwise is down to the outside lane only at Junction 11 because of an overturned van and queues are building there. In London's weather, dry and clear this evening and tonight with lows of 6 degrees. Tuesday will be a bright and sunny day with a small amount of cloud in the afternoon and highs of 17 or possibly 18 degrees. LBC, it's 8.03.
This is the home of entertaining conversation. With Clive Bull. Tonight from 10, LBC 97.3.
As chairman of Galliard Homes, it is always my prime concern to ensure new and previous purchasers benefit from maximum capital growth potential. Our track record proves our expertise in identifying growth in emerging markets. Galliard Homes now recognises Bodrum, Turkey, as such an emerging market, an area visited by over 10 million visitors each year. By investing as little as £50,000, you can purchase a luxury apartment at Horizon Sky Beach Resort near Bodrum and receive 6% net guaranteed income for 4 years. This complete resort offers every facility, ensuring the very high standards our purchasers demand. I would invite all discerning purchasers to attend our International Sales Exhibition and Seminar on Saturday the 31st of March and Sunday the 1st of April at the Crown Plaza Hotel Excel. For full details, call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 now. Or visit galliardhomes.com. Terms and conditions apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Sorting that out. Oh, let's, yeah, here we go. Oh, I've not got the fader up, you idiots. There we go.
Best day of the week.
Yes.
Fantastic!
0879-9090-973. It's Ian Lee. Good evening. Ian Lee's good evening. Good evening. Good evening. That's how it works. So, it's a Dylan special. It's slightly self-indulgent. My nephew's second birthday this week. We had a fantastic party. How are you, Dylan? Fine, thank you. He doesn't know what he's saying. I think in some ways it's cruel. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get as many Dylans to phone in as we can. And also, it kind of struck me
We have had every single name under the sun calling us up. We must have had pretty much every name phoning this show. Chris, can you think of any names that have never phoned the show before? Any names?
Brendan.
We've had a Brendan.
Jolene.
I think we had a Jolene once. I think we might have done it long when we did the weekend show. Every name has called in. Except for...
Dylan.
That's what I was... Yes, that's what I was... Yes, what did you say? Dylan, except for Dylan. So, we've had one Dylan this evening, and at 10 to 10, if you're a fan of Dylan's, then make sure you're listening. And I tell you what, forget the podcast, record it on a cassette like the old days. You can podcast it from the website if you want, but... Does anyone tape the radio? Dion, do you tape the radio anymore?
No, I don't. I
do you not tape the charts?
I've got a tape on my hi-fi system, but I don't use it.
Give your phone a smack.
Pardon?
Give your phone a smack. It's gone a bit funny. I think we may be being bugged, Dion.
Yeah, is that better?
I think we might be being bugged.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. That's
my other phone.
That's the one that's being bugged?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's just a normal three-way.
Three-way?
Yeah, BT three-way. Cordless phone.
Okay. Cordless phones are rubbish, aren't they? Oh, that's what I was going to get. I saw in a newspaper, you know the big fat old phones with the receiver and the dial?
Oh, right, yeah, the old BT phone.
I'm getting one of them. Because cordless phones are cack. Absolute cack.
Well, I don't use. I've got a normal phone.
Okay. So I'm going to get one of them. Anyway, I've completely forgotten what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
I can't remember what you were talking
about. It doesn't matter. Damien!
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Hang on a minute. It's not Damien from Crouch End, is it?
It is, yeah.
It's not the Muppet that used to try and sell me his rubbish garden furniture, then went to Thailand for 6 months and said he'd phone me once a week and then only phoned me twice.
Well, no, you know why? Because I couldn't listen to the show, and it's amazing. You listen to people talking rubbish and you find things to talk about. And when I weren't listening to the show, I didn't know what to say. Well, and I had better things to do.
We've got one of the original regulars calling back in. Damien, maybe you can save this turgid, awful nonsense that is Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yeah, what happened? They're moving you closer to the graveyard shift.
each year, they just, you know, they raise my hopes and then they shoot me down in flames.
How long's this been going on?
Since Christmas. Since New Year. It started this year.
Oh, well. If I had called in, I'd have got the wrong person.
You'd have got Paulie Rossi. But it's good because it means I can do more in the daytime, including watching documentaries about American GIs that defected to North Korea in 1963. And playing computer games.
Indeed, but you missed Coronation Street.
I've given up. Oh, Dion, you have been away a long time.
No, my name's not Dion, mate.
Damien, sorry. You're Dion, aren't you?
I'm Dion.
Yes. Yeah. No, I've given up on Coronation Street.
Why?
Because it got boring.
Have they got Ross Kemp in there?
I'm the real Dion.
She's a hot-looking chick. Well, I'm the real Dion.
Is it what?
Ask him where you went to school, Ian.
Where did I go to school, Damien?
Where did you go to school? Where was it? Slough or something like that?
I'm the real Dion.
What was the name of the school?
Why would Damien know this, Dion?
Just because we're jogging pals, that mean I know where he went to school.
Yeah, Dion, why would Damien know this?
I'm the real Dion.
I don't know. I know where your mum lives. I know where you went to school.
Sorry?
That sounds like a threat.
It does sound like a threat.
Are you scared?
Well, I'm not scared. It's not me that he's threatening. It's my mum, and, you know, she can look after herself.
Well, I'm the real Dion.
Fair enough. Ian, have you heard that they sold the black van at the A-Team yesterday in Warwickshire?
No.
How much?
£20. I don't know. I bet it's not the real one.
It says it is. It's from the show.
Oh, I don't know, then. £5,000.
No. £8,000, which I think is a bargain. If I'd have known that, I'd have bought it.
£8,000 is a bargain, isn't it?
It is. Let's get on to your car.
That's all it went for?
£8,000, yes.
Bloody hell.
Fantastic. Ian, can I have a guess at your car insurance, how much it costs?
Here we go. Ian, I wish to complain about the frequent sex talk that spills out of your mouth before an acceptable hour. You're an intelligent man, and I know that you know that youngsters are listening. Not least because they always call up. Try and tone it down a bit, mate. Even as an 18-year-old, I find it a bit offensive I like to have my radio on full blast in my room, but run to embarrassment to turn it down when such talk takes over. I'm going to ask LBC to close my email account because all I get is nutters like that emailing in, and I'm a toll has called in before. First of all,
my car insurance costs me $4,000 a year.
Shut up. First of all, what's an acceptable hour for sex talk? Why is it okay to have on the news, we've just bombed the bejesus out of somewhere, but you can't talk about sex? And secondly, I haven't said anything that's inappropriate, Amatol. All I've said is, wouldn't it be great if instead of killing each other, we had sex with each other? What is wrong with that? If anyone can phone in and tell me, point out to me what is wrong with that statement, we should all have sex with each other instead of killing each other, then I will give you, I'll give you £20. I was going to say 1,000, but someone might actually be able to.
I normally disagree with you, Ian, but that is...
Isn't it better to make love, not war?
And this guy that goes and turns his radio down, he's 18 years old, when you talk about sex, I think
Amatola's a girl, actually.
A bit immature.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit immature. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying anything about anything that's inappropriate for 7 o'clock in the evening. I've not said... I said penis, but you're allowed to say that because that's a medical word. Anyway, yes, so... my car insurance renewal came in today from the Admiral. I've had two crashes in the last 5 years, two claims in the last 5 years. No claims bonus, and I've had two speeding offences in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and I work in radio and television. That's the important bit. How much do you think
that ups it?
That does up it, Dan. Well done. How much, Damien, do you think it is?
I've got to ask a question. Have you still got that rust bucket Peugeot?
No, I wrote it off.
Oh, was it your fault?
Well, yes.
So they paid out on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay, so what have you got now?
I've got a Renault Clio.
Is it a sport or...?
No, it's a lower... The Peugeot was 1.6, this is 1.2.
Okay. 790... For fully comprehensive?
Fully comprehensive.
£792.
A year?
Yeah.
Dion, have a guess.
I don't know, I pay £4,000 a year.
Sweet Christ, what?
Are you blind?
No.
Why do you pay £4,000 a year?
I've got a Subaru Impreza.
Oh dear, yeah. There you
go. Is that a car?
Yeah, it's pretty much a racing car.
Okay.
Boy racer's car.
Shall I tell you, Damien?
You tell me, please.
Just 20 quid under... £2,200.
Sugar daddy.
Isn't that a lot of money? Isn't that obscene?
For a car like you've got,
a bloody Renault Clio. So, I opened the letter, and it's up like 400 quid on last year. I opened the letter, and I looked at it, and part old me went, oh, well.
I bet your...
Yeah. What?
I bet your tongue fell out. I was going to say something else then, but I didn't.
Well, no, my tongue did not fall out. I looked at it and part of me thought, so I started putting it back in the envelope and went, oh, well.
Have you rung around, Ian, yeah?
Well, thank you, Damien. And then I thought, God damn it, we're not going to take this. Never did and never will. It's trying to quote Tommy there. And I went on the internet. I went to an online broker's, typed in the details.
As you do.
I don't need to mind it. Hang on.
Oh, you just messed up my computer.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Sorry. Typed it in. My new insurance... with an online insurance company whose name escapes me, just under £1,100. I've saved £1,000.
It's still a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money, but no claims bonus, two crashes, two speeding fines, and working in TV.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, TV and media. Really.
TV and media, because they think...
I mean, my insurance is because of my job.
Because you're a spy. They think...
Well, I wouldn't call myself a spy.
Well, you always have done in the past. They think I'm going to be driving Burt Reynolds or the Queen around, and if you crash with like Burt Reynolds in, that's a big payout it's going to be.
Yeah, he'll have a big call out.
So it's still a lot of money, but it's a lot less, and, you know, so it's all fine. But I mean,
my brother pays less than £100.
Okay, but...
You can buy a pair of three with the money you just saved there.
Please, can I finish this? I know it's a dull story, but please can I finish it?
Okay, go on.
So... The thing is, the website was so complicated to use, and it's so cheap because there's no phone, you can't talk to anyone, that I did it all, and I wasn't sure that I'd done it, so I had to send them an email saying, am I insured with you now or what? Because I didn't know it had gone through.
Ah, right.
But it has gone through. End of story. Discuss.
Yeah, you've got to make sure you're insured.
Yeah, got to.
They quickly take the money off you, but when you've not done it right, then you have the accident, then they'll soon tell you that you're not covered.
You don't use a credit card, though, do you?
Oh.
Ian, was you dissing the sunshine earlier on?
Pardon?
I think Ian was dissing the sunshine, saying that sunshine's not good. Hello?
Who's doing the travel?
It's Richard Hakey.
Oh, it's super smooth, ladies' man. And may I say, my tip for the next James Bond, it's Boone from Lost, otherwise known as Richard Hakey with the travel.
Thank you very much. M25 going clockwise on the Surrey stretch. We're down to just the outside lane at Junction 11 Chertsey because of an overturned van. Recovery hasn't yet started there, so it's going to cause us delays for some time this evening. Do keep your updates coming in. 08000 68 60 80. Further into town in Belgravia, there's a broken down bus on Buckingham Palace Road, southbound at Victoria Station. It's blocking the inside lane and causing queues back onto Lower Grosvenor Place. The North Circular eastbound in a bit of a mess, to say the least. It's partly blocked just after the Neasden Junction because of an accident. That's causing solid queues back past IKEA. And up to the north of town, Galley Lane in Barnet is closed both ways because of an accident between the A1 and Wood Street. For the tubes, it's the Circle and Hammersmith and City lines which are running with delays, and the trains are running well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
BC 97.3, the home of entertaining conversation. Paul Ross.
Do listen to my friend Paul Ross, by the way. He's not the richest of the Ross brothers. That's Jonathan. He's not the best looking, I'm afraid. That's Simon. But he's our Ross. He's Paul Ross. In a way, Paul Ross is like an irregular bus service. There's too much of him at some times and not enough of him at other times. Paul Ross, our very own number 21 bus.
Monday to Thursday afternoons from 4, Paul Ross, LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee, good evening.
How come Ferris doesn't do me a trail, Chris? Get Ferris to do me a trail. No, I don't want Ferris. I want the main man on this station. I want Bill Buckley to do me a trail.
All right.
Get Buckers to do us a trail.
So send him an email?
Send Buckers an email.
All right.
Get him to do me a trail. In fact, no, I'll tell you what I want, Chris. I want all the presenters in LBC to contribute to a trail about me. I want Ferris, Valen.
Psychics?
Yeah. If Valen and Ferris say no and we need to fill the gap, then get them, yeah? I want, who's the fellow, the vegetarian fellow, the,
O'Brien?
O'Brien. I want O'Brien on it. In fact, forget it. I just want O'Brien doing me a trail. Get O'Brien to do me a trail.
All right.
Speak in his mind.
What do you want him to say?
Really nice things about me, and that how I'm better than him, and how he wishes he were me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that you're vegetarian buddies.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. And see if Alan will do one as well, because that would be funny.
Okay.
Right, Dion, did we get to your point?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, goodbye. Damien.
Hello.
We did your point, didn't we?
I didn't have a point.
Okay, good. So, that's that done. I was going to go through till 9 o'clock with them, and I thought I couldn't bother. Oh, is that anxious, man? Okay, good lad. 0870.
Date going well, then? Not a date, but yes, I had more fun at funerals. What's up?
His neighbours.
Three words, Paul frickin' Robinson.
He says frickin'. It's the neighbours swear. Now, don't all jump in and... Oh, because I watched it on YouTube, and it's obviously frickin'. Did you hear neighbours the other week, Karen?
No, I saw it today, but...
Oh, because there was controversy when that over that very clip that Anxious Man just played, where people thought he swore, but he obviously doesn't swear.
No, he wouldn't have sworn, not on Neighbours.
Not on Neighbours.
No.
It made Britain's greatest newspaper, The Daily Star. By the way, can I just put out a call once again? Chris is amassing as many Dylans as we can, and at 10 to 10 this evening, it's going to be a real Dylan fest. Dylan stock, I'm calling it now, because I just thought of it. And we're going to have as many Dylans as we can on the line at the same time, all saying, I'm called Dylan and I love Ian Lee's Good Evening. So that should be a lot of fun. 0870 90 90 973 if you are a Dylan. Yes, Karen, what can we do for you?
I was at Dolly Parton last night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we was up in Block F, which is...
Oh, dear, I'm sorry.
...looking right down onto the stage.
Oh, yeah. Were you on the right of the stage as you look at it, or the left?
The left.
Oh, OK, because the people on the right were very ill-behaved, I thought. And ugly.
We was on the left.
On the left,
the well-behaved one.
The well-behaved, attractive side, yes.
Yes. And we could see... We had a pair of binoculars, we could see right onto the stage.
Yeah.
And she had an auto cue and everything.
Yeah.
I don't think she lip-sunk or anything.
She lip-sunk?
I don't think so.
You don't think she lip-sunk?
No, is that what you say, lip sync?
The thing is, she had an auto-cue. Everyone has auto-cue these days. I've seen so many concerts. Diamond has it. I remember there's a big furore.
Yeah, she wouldn't have an auto-cue if she wasn't singing it, would she?
Now, Karen, do you want me to... I can point out how stupid that statement is, if you want me to, or you can work it out for yourself.
No, Dad, I can work it out.
But should we deconstruct it? Because she still has to mouth the words, doesn't she?
That's right.
So she still needs to know what words are coming up.
Yes.
So that she can get the right shape of her mouth to mime it.
Yes.
Thank you.
But we were looking from the binoculars and it certainly didn't look like she was doing that.
Even on that song about the sparrow?
Yeah, I don't think she was.
What about...
I'm hoping she wasn't.
I'm hoping she wasn't.
Disappointed if she
was. I'm hoping she wasn't. What about... I Will Always Love You, fantastic song. Fantastic song.
Yeah.
I think I've got a little bit of it here. There we go. Fantastic song. Then she ended with a really good rocking song. A rocking song. I was thinking, this song is rocking. Yeah, woo! Get in there! Oh, my God, it's about Jesus Christ rising from the death.
Yeah.
What was that about?
I don't know. And I didn't like that Elvis song either.
Elvis song was a little bit silly. But it was quite good when they were singing I Was Always Love You. But I didn't understand why she did a song about going to the cave where Jesus was buried with Mary Magdalene. The stone had been pushed back and Jesus was gone, but his cloth was still there. And then she saw him and she just got on her knees and grabbed his legs and cried. I thought that was an odd song to end with. And I'll tell you what's weird, okay? You know, at the end of the concert, before she came back for the encore, and she said the last song, whichever it was, it may have been 9 to 5, I'm not sure. And she went, OK, that's it, thanks very much. It was 9 to 5, was the last song.
Yeah, I think it was 9 to 5.
OK, bye, everyone, bye-bye, thanks very much, bye. And then she walked off. And it's obvious she's going to come back. Obvious she's going to come back. People always do. Loads of people got up and went out. Loads of people got up and left.
But you see, people always do that because they think, I'll leave early so I don't get stuck in the car park.
I don't get stuck in the car park was the mentality. And you're thinking, hang on a minute, where I was sitting, the tickets were about £75 plus £15 booking
fee. Yeah, mine was £75 as well.
I paid a little bit more than that, I'll be honest with you. But I don't mind. But you're thinking, you've paid £200 for a night, stay to the end. You know, stay till the end. And then when she came back, because normally these concerts, they go off for 2 or 3 minutes. Then everyone's going, yeah, more. She went off. She was back within about 20 seconds. I'm not going anywhere. Where's my telephone? And she came back and she started singing I Will Always Love You, whatever it was, or another song. But people were still going. They thought, I've seen enough now. I don't want to see
Because that happened to me, because I went to see Rod Stewart in Hyde Park a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And I was with my boyfriend, and he decided that he wanted to get on the tube before everybody else.
Of course.
But he made us leave one song before, and I was really angry, but a lot of people do that.
I missed the whole first half of the Eagles because of Maxie Allen, James O'Brien's producer. And you know what? I like to think I'm over it, and I'm not. Still late at night when I can't sleep. There's still really a knot in my stomach thinking, you missed Take It Easy because of him. You missed it.
And I always think the last song is really good. You know, everybody's up dancing. Maybe not so much last
But apart from the song about Jesus.
People are up dancing.
Why do people sing about Jesus?
I don't know.
I don't understand it in hymns, but I just mean like in country rock. Why?
A lot of people country, because I love country music, and you always hear songs.
I don't mind when the country singers do like a good gospel song. Oh, I tell you what I saw last week. And I've been wanting to see this for ages, and we got it on DVD. Are you a fan of the Dixie Chicks?
Yes, I love the Dixie
Chicks. Have you seen the film about them?
No.
Oh, man. It's a documentary, because you know that one of them got... they all got in trouble, because one of them said, in Shepherd's Bush Empire, just as the Gulf War was kicking off, we're ashamed that George Bush comes from Texas.
Yes.
And suddenly, they've gone from being like the number one selling band in America, the Dixie Chicks. Can you believe that? They were the number one selling band. And they've gone from filling out 15,000-seater arenas to no one plays their records, no one buys their records, and they couldn't sell out at all. And it's a documentary all about that.
Oh, really? What's it called?
The Dixie Chicks. Oh, it's called Shut Up and Sing. And it's fantastic. Really good. And it's them getting death threats. It's them, people booing them at concerts, people having protests, people doing the same thing they did with the Beatles in the 60s, having Burn Your Dixie Chicks records here. Oh, it's a real treat to watch. Fascinating.
Oh, and did you buy it in a shop or did you get it online?
I think I got it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's on the Amazon. But I don't know. It wasn't from Amazon because it's not out on Amazon yet. I don't know. You'll be able to get it in Virgin at some point.
Oh, Oh, OK, I'll have a
look. All right, Karen, thank you for that.
OK, then, see you, Ian.
Bye-bye, what a nice lady. And that's the thing, there were a lot of nice people there last night. There are a lot of people you wouldn't want to mess with, I'll be honest with you. And there was one bloke, oh, I tell you, was there. It was Richard from Big Brother. Do you remember him, Chris?
What did he look like?
He's the gay Canadian.
Oh.
I don't know if that's his name, I think that's his name. Him and the one, the porn star.
Was he the bald one?
He's the bald one, he was there, and the porn star.
He was at the one on Monday.
Was he really?
Yeah.
With the porn star? The one who looks like all haggard and leathery, and there's a film of, there's a hardcore pornographic film. I had to, and the person I was with said, well, what's the difference between hardcore and softcore? And I had to explain.
What is it?
Oh. Yeah, I know, you see all that. He was there that night as well?
I think so, yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, he gets around.
Did you not get Imagine by John Lennon at the end?
No, they didn't. She didn't
so
do Imagine.
So she's changed the whole thing.
She did Imagine for you?
Yeah, it was awful. It was really awful.
She came out... Did you sing Those Were the Days, my friend?
What, the last song?
No,
what?
Like the beginning of the second half. Those were the days, my friend.
As people were coming back into their...
As they were coming in, yeah. Did she write that?
Don't think so.
Because she was saying, oh, everyone knows this song the world over, but it's one of mine. But implying that she'd written it, but I don't...
I don't think she wrote that.
Dylan, who wrote Those Were the Days, my friend?
Lord Hailsham.
Oh, it's our second Dylan!
Oh, hello. I'm a bit nervous. I'm a first-time caller.
OK, Dylan. Well, thanks very much for calling. So I say our second Dylan. I'm assuming we must have had lots of Dylans, and this is our second Dylan that's on air, so we'll have the parade of Dylans at 10 to 10.
Yeah,
that's what we're calling it, a parade of Dylans. And that is actually the collective term for more than one Dylan.
Well, I've never met another Dylan before.
Have you not?
There's a bit of a social stigma about having the name Dylan, so we tend not to go out much.
OK, I can understand.
Whereas we get laughed at and pointed at.
It's becoming a very fashionable name again.
I would hope so.
I've just seen that we've got After the News at 5:30. Fantastic. We've got a great caller coming up. Yeah, it's becoming very fashionable again and very hip.
I've been practising on my harpsichord today.
It's very good. I love the harpsichord. Hang on a minute.
Yeah?
Dylan?
Yes?
Could you do me a favour?
Yes?
Could you say globule for me?
Globule.
Could you say, Ranjit?
What?
Ranjit or Ranjit or something?
Ranjit.
Is this Looney John from Croydon?
No, who's he?
What do you think of James Alexandru?
He's very tall.
Do you fancy him?
Of course I do. Everybody does. Only insane people don't.
Well, I suspect this is Looney John from Croydon, but we'll still... Yeah. Okay, well, we'll call you back at 10 to 10 for the Parade of Dylans.
Right.
Good lad. Yes, Chris, make sure... Add that... I'm suspicious, but you've got to go with what you've got on you.
Hepatitis C is a devious little virus. You can contract it at any time in your life and not know anything about it. It stays hidden in your body and can damage your liver. In fact, you'll only know it's there if you start to have health problems or by getting a special blood test. It's estimated that over 250,000 people in the UK have the virus without knowing. Could you be one of them? To find out, we've set up a quick and easy check to see if there is any likelihood of you having hepatitis C. You can check it out at Hep C, that's hepc.nhs.uk, or by calling 0800 451 451.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Omatola has just sent me another email about me being rude and stuff, and I've just said, look, this is what I'm saying, call in or go away. I'm blocking your email address. I have the power to do that. Your argument is weak and nonsensical, and Chris thinks you're an idiot. I spelt you're wrong. There we go. Let's get that right. Chris thinks you're an idiot. Don't bother replying. Your email is blocked. Chris, do you know, I'm really... We don't get hardly any emails at the moment, and I'm glad about that, because it's a phone-in show, and me reading out emails like we used to doesn't work. So 0870 9090 973.
This is LBC 97.3.
It's 8:30. I'm Holly Holland. 8 years on from the Ladbroke Grove rail disaster, Network Rail says sorry in court. 31 people died in the 1999 crash, which left 400 hurt following a catalogue of safety blunders. The organisation faces an unlimited fine. A Foreign Office minister has been forced into a humiliating climb down after telling MPs Robert Mugabe's daughter was studying in London. Ian McCartney said in the Commons that Bonner Mugabe was attending the London School of Economics, but later, after the university issued a denial, a Foreign Office spokeswoman admitted the minister had misrecollected. Tests have confirmed that former Playboy model Anna Nicole Smith died from an accidental overdose of drugs. Florida officials found traces of 9 prescription drugs in her blood, including antidepressants and sedatives. Police investigating Bob Woolmer's murder in Jamaica have told us they can't rule out that he was killed by a hitman. The Pakistan team, who was stopping over in London, has denied there was tension between the coach and his players. In travel news, the North Circular eastbound is partly blocked after the Neasden Junction with an accident, causing 40-minute delays from Stonebridge Park. And in London's weather, dry and clear this evening and tonight with lows of 6 degrees. Tuesday will be a bright and sunny day with a small amount of cloud in the afternoon with highs of 17 or possibly 18. LBC, it's 8:31.
LBC
97.3. We're having a parade of Dylans at 10 to 10. If you are a Dylan and you wish to take part, 0870 90 90973 is the phone number. We're arguing as well. Which is best, day or night? Surely it's the night time. Because it's dark, it's mysterious. People can move about and be more free and easy. Is there anywhere more exciting than a city, particularly the slightly mucky parts of the city? Soho, at night time, it's an exciting place because there's lots of neon. Neon is exciting at night time. It's lots of narrow alleyways. It's slightly naughty and slightly dangerous. Soho is an exciting... The seedy parts of towns at night time are always incredibly exciting. Saying that, the countryside in the middle of the night, in the middle of a field or in the middle of the woods, is incredibly exciting. Much better than the daytime. The daytime is a waste. And I'm saying this because now with the clocks going forward, it means I get here at work and the first hour of the show is done during daylight. Doesn't it? In summer, Chris, I can't remember. Does it? Sometimes it gets as...
What?
In the summer, sometimes it's light as late as 9 p.m. Is that correct?
No, I believe it's 10.
Does it? It's light as late as 10.
Yeah.
Jeez. So I could be doing the show in the. It's going to be a daytime show.
It could be if you want it to be.
Have you heard from Big Al for a while?
Yeah.
Excellent. I like it. 0870 90 90 973. We'll go to Charlotte Church's cousin in a moment. Before we do that, let's go to Shane.
Hello.
Hello, Shane.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You all right?
Yes.
Busy?
I've just had a filthy email that I can't read from a Dylan, but yes.
I just rang up because I was wondering if you had a Shane on the show.
We have had a Shane in the past, yes.
Oh.
Sorry about that. We've had every name under the sun apart from Dylan's tonight, before tonight.
Oh.
Sorry, Shane, to disappoint you. Thanks for trying, though. Good lad.
Yes.
Yes, he'd waited 9 minutes to make that point. 9 minutes. This would be fun, won't it? If you don't like sex talk, I'd go and make a cup of tea for the next 15 minutes. As we go to Paul, Charlotte Church's cousin.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Yes, I heard you talking about me the other night with Mucky Sarah saying that I was talking bobbins about not being her cousin.
Oh, so hang on a second. Let's get... Mucky Sarah is a regular caller and phones in and she's filthy. And she said that you were talking bobbins of cotton rotten, lying, when you claimed to be Charlotte Church's cousin.
That's right.
OK. I've got to admit, Paul...
Yeah?
Hey, listen, I believe you. But...
Of course you do.
You have not really given us any evidence that you're her cousin.
But I can give you evidence right now.
Oh, fantastic. Let's speak to her.
Well, I'll give Chris evidence.
Okay, what evidence is it?
I can give you several phone numbers.
Right.
I can give you a date.
I can give you several phone numbers as well.
All right.
08704-202020.
Oh, good for you. I can give you a date for the marriage.
Right, I can get that out of a newspaper.
No, not this one, you can't.
Well, it's in the papers.
Good for you.
Don't, Paul, don't get arsey with me, mate.
I'm not getting arsey.
You're getting a little bit arsey.
No. And also,
what phone numbers could you give us?
Her private number.
Okay, give it to Chris now.
And I can give you also a friend's number.
I don't want a friend's number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you back to Chris.
Yep.
You give Chris Charlotte Church's private number.
Yep.
Then we'll bring you back and we'll call her up, shall we?
That'll be fun. Also, before you go, sir.
Well, you're coming back. Go and speak to Chris while I speak to Dan. Chris, get Charlotte Church's private number and we'll give her a call. Yes, Dan, this'll be good, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm all right, thank you very much.
Yeah? Oh, lovely show, mate.
Thank you. It's been all right tonight.
You are? Yeah, it's been all right, yeah. It's been cracking me up.
Good lad.
I was just actually calling about those Lithuanian cleaners you've got there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, I've just split up with my girlfriend, who was actually Lithuanian, and she did do a bit of cleaning now and again.
Right.
But every time I hear that name, Lithuanian, I just sort of, you know, my heart sinks a bit. And
I don't know anything about Lithuania. I don't even know where it is.
Oh, really? No.
Eastern Europe, is it? Former Soviet bloc, I'd guess?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, north.
Those Europe. Soviet chicks, man, they're hot.
Oh, mate, yeah.
They are hot. And after, you know, after years of living as communists, everything belongs to everyone.
Yeah. No, she's great, this girl. I was just wondering whether it was one of those girls you had there.
No, I doubt it's her. Unless,
probably. She lives in East Ham. You lot are in Ladbroke Grove, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did she dump you, Daniel?
I don't know. It's a good question, really. I'm not too sure. I tried everything, you know. I did. I was nice to her and stuff.
You tried being nice to her, and that didn't work.
No, it seems not to have worked. No, I was a perfect gentleman, though, you know.
Well, maybe that's what she wants. She didn't want a perfect gentleman. She wanted a mucky comrade.
I think that might have been what she was after, actually. But, you know, it was good while it lasted, I tell you.
Blue jeans and big country records.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you were dumped by a Lithuanian.
Yeah,
you've been, and I slightly wrong phrase, but you've been further afield than I have.
Have I? Right.
Although I once nearly copped off with a multi-millionaire-ess Pakistani girl, but I bottled it. I'm sure she was terrified, actually.
Keep trying.
Yes. In Pakistan, but I was terrified, and I bottled it and then came back home and going, why did I do that? What a fool.
Never mind, next time.
Next time I'm working in Pakistan and I get stalked by a multi-millionaire-ess Pakistani girl, then yes, I will certainly seize that opportunity.
Yeah, go for it. Also, another thing, quickly.
Yes, Dan.
Do you know a guy called Captain?
Captain John?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, you're in Stokey? Yes, of course I do.
Yeah. Well, he's my old flatmate.
Hello there, yes.
Hello. You might actually recognise my name, because Dan isn't actually my name.
Well, your name is... I recognise the name Dan. I've certainly seen it before. have you seen Captain recently? He phoned me up about a month ago, and I never got back in touch with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I see him kind of out and about in Stoke Newington now and again, but we haven't really gone for a drink for a while.
He's having a baby. Yeah, he's having a baby.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Unbelievable.
I knew he had a serious relationship on, but...
Well, you've inspired me. I'm going to give him a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dan, I have to go, because everyone else listening going, what?
Seriously,
Captain John is the nicest bloke you could ever meet.
Really, he is nice, isn't he? He was a nice flatmate as well.
Lovely bloke.
Yeah, he was good. But, good to speak to you.
Cheers, Dan. Thanks a lot. Call again.
Call you again. Cheers.
Good lad. Bye-bye. Right, OK. We got to... Chris, have you got Charlotte Church's number?
Paul has given me a number.
And it's Charlotte Church's number?
That's what he says.
Can you dial her up and put her into that green slot there?
Yeah, sure.
Paul, this is very exciting. Thank you for this. Paul?
Right.
Yes. Thank you for giving us Charlotte Church's number. It's much appreciated.
That's fine.
Sorry?
That's fine by me, sir.
Here we go.
Thank you, sir. Are you sure you're not a bit...
A bit what?
Thank you for calling the Dominion Theatre.
Right, Paul.
Option two.
What?
Option two.
Well, that's not Charlotte Church's number.
Yes, it is.
The Bloomsbury Theatre? The Dominion Theatre in Bloomsbury?
Tottenham Court Road, go to option two, stage door, and you'll get straight through to Charlotte.
It's Charlotte Church?
Ask for Jenna, and you'll get through to Charlotte.
Okay, Chris, press option two.
She's there tonight.
It's okay.
Please hold the line whilst we connect you.
Okay.
Oh, baby,
myself. And on and on and on and on and on.
Hello?
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 Hello, yeah, this is Ian Lee from LBC. We're on the air at the moment. Sorry, is Charlotte Church there? We were told that she'd be there expecting a call from us.
No, I don't think so. This is another dressing room.
Oh, I do apologise.
This is the Dominion Theatre.
OK, thank you very much for that. Sorry to bother you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Paul?
You asked for the wrong person.
I've asked for Charlotte Bloody Church, who you told we were looking to get hold of!
You shouldn't have asked for Charlotte Bloody Church.
We're trying to get hold of her! You said that that was her direct number. What? She lives in the Dominion Theatre, does she? That's where she lives. That's her house. Her house is the Dominion Theatre, and she rents out the living room at night time to Queen musicals,
no,
does she?
Doesn't.
You fruitcake! You're talking out of your bum. I agree with Mucky Sarah. You are not Charlotte Church's cousin.
Well, if you say so, I'm going to take a DNA test on that.
No, I don't, because I haven't got any of her DNA.
Well, I'm not talking out my bum hole for a start.
That's me in the background. I'm actually losing my voice there. Can you hear me losing my voice? Well, Paul, she's not at the Dominion Theatre. That's not her house like you told her it was.
I did not say it was.
You said it was a direct line. How can a number where you have to press an option button be a direct line? Do you know what, Paul? I'm beginning to doubt whether you've ever even met Charlotte Church.
Well, seen through that.
You what?
I can easily prove that.
How? I've been asking you to easily prove it for 2 months.
Well, it can take how long you like.
I don't want to take any longer on it.
Right, OK. I'll get to call you back within the next half an hour.
With what? The number of the blooming Shaftesbury Theatre?
No. She will call you directly within the next half an hour.
And if she doesn't? Which she won't?
If she doesn't, then you'll have your answer.
Okay, so if she's not called us by, we'll say 9:15.
Call it 9:30 at the latest.
Okay, so if she hasn't called us, I'm sorry to get angry with you, Paul. You know, I'm just frustrated because it's been a long weekend. It's been a long old day. You know, I've got decorators in and I'm living in a mess. I don't mean to take it on you. So if she's not calling by 9:30, then you're not Charlotte Church's cousin.
That's fine by me.
Excellent, Paul. Thank you for that.
Right.
Good lap. 0870-9090-973. I lost my temper there, and that was unnecessary.
I'm so excited. She's going to be on the show.
Charlotte Church. Well, this is fantastic. Spread the news, London. Charlotte Church will be on this show before 9:30 this evening. You have an Ian Lee guarantee. And if you're a Dylan, keep calling in. Hopefully we're getting a good old... What did I call it? A gaggle?
Dylan Parade?
A parade of Dylans. Thank you. I'm going to write that down, because that's actually quite a good phrase. That's going to be the name of my next band. Parade of Dylans. Yes, Alan?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you sure you don't want to experiment with Paul's body fluids and check out his DNA?
It's a kind offer, but first of all, DNA tests are about £125, and I did have some of Charlotte Church's DNA, but I lost it the other week.
So, I'm sure you can get it on eBay.
You probably can, but no, she's going to call in before 9:30, so that's fantastic.
That's better than DNA.
It's better than DNA, yes.
Definitely. Anyway, you like the Dixie Chicks?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Aren't they cool?
They're the best.
They're actually getting over that whole Gulf War thing. But if you like the Dixie Chicks, you know Tish Hinojosa, don't you?
I know who, sorry?
Have you heard of Tish Hinojosa?
Tish Hinojosa?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of Tish Hinojosa.
Check her out. She's really, really cool. Sort of that up-tempo beat, but with a little bit of the Mexican thing.
How the hell do you spell Hinojosa?
H-I-N.
Hang on a minute. Let's go on. Hang on a second. Let's have a little look on the internet. I'm always...
T-I-S-H.
So T-I-S-H. Tish.
Yes.
Yeah.
H-I-N-A. Hina. H-O-S-A. Hinojosa.
Hinojosa. What a fantastic name. So is it...
And check out Becky Hobbs.
Hang on a minute. Can I do one at a time?
Okay.
Tish Hinojosa. It's all one word, Hinojosa, is it?
Yeah. As in her surname.
Okay, well, there's not much about her on the internet. Let's have a look at this one.
She's got a good few albums out.
Oh, hello. Tish Hinojosa, Tex-Mex. Okay, I'll check that out. Lovely, yes.
Definitely worth it. Becky Hobbs, she's kind of cool.
Hobbs or Hodge?
Hobbs. And an amazing country... female country trio. Very, very, sort of their version of the Dixie Chicks, Farmer's Daughter.
Look at that, she's riding a massive, I won't say organ, it's a keyboard. Have you seen Becky Hobbs riding that keyboard?
Yeah, that's it, that's a cool album, I've got that one. The boots I came to town in, or something like that.
Okay, right.
But if you really serious, like the happy, clappy Christian movement...
What? Yes.
You were talking about the whole Christian singing thing?
Yeah, well, it's not really mine.
Oh, no, but this is so funny, you have to check it out. There is a group called the Happy Goodmans.
The Happy Goodmans.
And the guys sort of look like a white version of the Stylistics. 200-pound white blokes with afros.
Fantastic.
And if you can download a track called Looking for a City.
Looking for Siffy?
Looking for a City, as in the city of
okay.
the Lord.
Yes.
And they just keep singing the same verse over and over again, chorus and stuff.
Yeah.
Getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And it is just so fun.
Alan, I shall check those out. Thank you very much for those. I've got to go because it's this. Travel news, Richard Hakeyar.
Still got problems on the Surrey stretch of the M25. If you're going clockwise, we're down to just two lanes at Junction 11, Chertsey, because of an overturned van. It's adding about 30 minutes onto your journey time at the moment, but recovery is underway. Rather big problem, the North Circular going eastbound is partly blocked just after the Neasden Junction because of an accident, adding about 40 minutes onto your journey time from Stonebridge Park. Just two lanes open past the scene there, and it's also very slow on the satellite data as well, going westbound with onlookers. And up to the north of town, Galley Lane in Barnet is still closed both ways because of an accident between the A1 and Wood Street. For the tubes, the Circle and Hammersmith and City Line are running with delays after signal failure, but the trains are running well. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
You've heard it on the radio. Now see it on stage, live. The Stand-Up Psychic Show with Becky Walsh and Chris Hawkins, which storms into the West End at The Venue off Leicester Square, Sunday the 22nd of April. Are psychics serious or just a joke? The Evening Standard magazine says it's spookily accurate, while Darren Brown calls Becky a
brazen cow.
Make your own mind up and see it for yourself. Tickets cost £17. Book now by logging on to lbc.co.uk/tickets or call the LBC ticket line on 0870 3800 973. The Stand Up Psychic Show, live with LBC 97.3.
Winning was its purpose. V6, lighter, more nimble. The Ferrari 156, the legend.
In 1961, Ferrari won their first ever Formula One Constructors' Championship with this legend, powered by Shell. Celebrate over 60 years of shared passion for performance at Shell with free collector cards, plus a chance to win a Ferrari track day in Italy when you buy Shell V-Power. Ferrari, fuel for the road. Shell, made to move. No purchase necessary for promotion entry. See participating stations for details. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Only Steve Allen didn't go, because I saw him there, but they wouldn't let him in, because he had his tickets. This is the Dolly Parton, and he did the thing, because I was worried, because I got my tickets from a hooky website. There's that thing when they scan them, and you think, oh, no. And we got through. And there's a thing when you sit down with these hooky tickets, not hooky, they're legitimate, but from a very expensive website, and you're sat there. And for the first 30 minutes of sitting down, I couldn't relax. I thought, someone's going to come along, so that's my day. And just as the show started, the lights went down, two people came along, and a steward with his torch said, sorry, sir, can I see your tickets? I thought, oh, no. But he brought them to the wrong aisle. But Steve Allen had tickets, and he got to the door. They scanned them. They said, I'm sorry, he got turned away. Wouldn't let him in. He went mental.
How come?
I don't know. Maybe they were, you know, fake tickets. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, fantastic. Is this for real? This is the worst written live read I've ever seen in my life. I'm supposed to riff around this, I guess, am I?
It's for real.
Okay. The prize... I'm just going to read what's written here. I'll read what's written here, then I'll riff around it and make it sound groovy.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes,
Alan. What does riff mean?
Do you know what riff means?
Is it slang?
No, riff is like just kind of jam around it. Just going to kind of work, you know, just off the top of my head. Have you never heard that phrase before? It's a proper...
Well, not in that context, no, so it's totally thrown me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay.
It's like riff means because it's kind of like sort of chatting about something a bit. I think it's an Americanism. Prize, £100 cash and the chance to share your business tips with London. When? With James Max and the BT's business IT manager. Mechanic, simply log on to lbc.co.uk and enter your business tips. Payoff? Tune in Sunday afternoon from 5 to James Max with BT Business IT Manager. Now, that tells you nothing. I don't know anything about it because it's so badly written. Whoever wrote this, Chris, needs to add a bit more meat to the bone. I'm going to add my own meat to this bone. You could win £100 cash and also win the chance to share your business tips with London.
But don't make it up, because we'll get in trouble.
Oh, blooming Channel 4 News again, isn't it? Damn that Jon Snow and his excellent report. He's one of the nicest men in the world, Jon Snow. Really nice man.
But do you need the high-low disclaimer at the end?
The high-low?
High-low.
High-low. Yes, I'll do the disclaimer. You could win £100 cash and the chance to share your business tips with London. With James Max, I'm just reading the same thing, but more confidently.
Why don't you just add a little bit?
I don't know what to add. I don't know anything about this competition, so I can't add anything to it. I know that James Max is a nice fella, talks a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, Chris. They need to give me more information. I'll just read it, but I'll read it confidently.
Yeah. And in an entertaining way.
Prize, £100 cash and the chance to win your... Oh, no, I messed up. Start again. Right, OK. You can win £100 cash and the chance to share your business tips with London. When? Well, with James Max and the BT's Business IT Manager. The mechanic is, you simply... I don't know what that means. You simply log on to lbc.co.uk and enter your business tips. And the payoff is, you tune in Sunday afternoon from 5 to James Max with BT Business IT Manager. Now, hopefully that will work. That will work. It's... Oh, look, here we go. It's a call, isn't it? Arab.
I'm definitely going to tune into that.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Happy Dylan special, mate.
Dylan Thomas here.
It's Arab, we know that.
It's Matt Dillon's brother.
Okay, right, it's Arab.
Yeah, he's in there, yeah.
Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, no, I was saying that Bob Dylan used to call him, but it's Dylan is his surname, so he doesn't count.
Yeah, that was me.
What?
That was me.
Shut up.
It wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you, because it was Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he's in there, yeah. I've got Dean Gaffney's number.
Dean Gaffney? Oh, yeah, for Robbie Fowler.
I've actually got his number.
How comes? Did you cop off with him in a nightclub?
No, I got it off some chick. On a train to Brighton.
Oh, you got it.
In exchange for a fag.
So you gave a girl a fag on a train to Brighton and she gave you Dean Gaffney's phone number.
I rang him up.
And what did he say?
He told me to F off.
Yes, I'm sure he would do.
Do you know chewing gum is plastic?
Yes, I did know that. Did you know that carrots used to be white?
I can't believe they turned Steve Allen away. Dead age.
Not because of that, because he had a dodgy ticket.
Because of what?
He had a dodgy ticket.
Bitched about too many people, bro. Can't even get to see Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
How are you anyway? You what?
you're in a good mood tonight.
Yo.
Sorry? What?
You know these clocks?
What?
You know the clocks?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. You know, it's like, it was going to stay the same anyway. So why bother going back and forward?
What? In America, the clocks have a little switch. And when it's daylight savings, you move the switch one way. And when it's nighttime...
In America, they say...
the other way.
1,700 hours for 5 o'clock.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They don't. They say that in the army.
No. But I mean, in everyday life. Hey, check this out.
You're on good form tonight, Arab, it's got to be said. Because normally your calls are rubbish.
I passed my driving test. I lied earlier.
Oh, was that you that called in earlier?
No.
This is my favourite call of the month.
I did pass.
Okay.
Did I help?
Sorry? Are you about to say something rude? That means I'm going to have to cut you off. Because I might as well cut you off before you say it.
I'm not predictable.
You quite... Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. So I cut you off there. I didn't hear what he said. But your calls do follow a certain formula, it has to be said. Keeley?
Hello?
You're straight on the air.
Am I?
Yes, because Chris is making a nice cup of tea. Hang on a minute. I need to try and remember how to rack you up to call you later.
Hold on.
Hang on a minute. He taught me how to make... So I can...
Hello, Ian!
Who's this?
You got us in trouble over the weekend with all this daylight savings palaver.
What? Why?
Because we listened to you with all that spring forward, fall back crap, thinking we had loads of time.
Yeah.
And we didn't, so we had to, bum down to Blue Water, and then we were late for dinner.
What, because, why? What did you do wrong? You didn't put the clocks back?
No, we did, but they went forward. We put them back thinking we had an extra hour, and we didn't.
They definitely went back.
No, they really didn't, because that would mean that the time was wrong now, and it isn't.
What time is it now?
Yes, the time is wrong now, and it isn't? What does that mean?
Are you looking for an overseas property investment with prices starting from under £50,000 with guaranteed income, a low deposit and excellent capital growth potential? Galliard Homes, a UK buy-to-let specialist, are proud to introduce Horizon Sky Beach Resort Bodrum. This stunning waterside resort will be fully managed and offered to you for a limited period at pre-release prices with guaranteed income of 6% net for up to 4 years. Horizon Sky will be the first beach resort to be built to Galliard's exacting standards of quality, design and luxury. Don't miss your chance to join those investors who've already benefited from investing the Galliard way. Attend Galliard Homes' international sales launch on Saturday the 31st of March and Sunday the 1st of April at the Crown Plaza Hotel XL. For details, call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 now, or visit galliardhomes.com. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I've met Raggy Omar. He's in the paper. I've met him. He's a smug little git who talks about himself in the third person. Well, Raggy would do this and Raggy does that. What? Shut up. Anyway, if you're calling in now, don't bother. Call us after nine, because Chris is downstairs making a lovely cup of tea. Adam!
Yeah.
Oh. What are you doing?
Driving a bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can't be allowed to phone up a radio station while you're doing that.
No, not really. You know, I called you on the stand, and then you called me back halfway through the route.
Okay, well, that's fine. Anyone interesting on the bus?
No, not at all.
Hey! Oh! Hang on a minute. Stay there. I've got something. Oh, this is brilliant. I'm genuinely excited by this. Don't swear on, I think, because I'm nowhere near the car. Oh, look what I got. Look, I'm so excited. Hang on a minute. I got an Oyster card. Come on! I've got an Oyster card, Adam. It's got £15 on it.
£15.
I have no idea how it works. I had to get someone to do the form for me. I couldn't do the Oyster card form. I'm so excited.
I saw someone with £100 on their card once.
What?
100 quid.
How do I top it up? I genuinely don't know how to do it.
Well, I just assumed that you put it on the disc on my ticket machine.
What? I've seen some people put put it on the thing, and it's not beeped. If that happens, are you going to throw me off your bus?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's.
I'm allowed to kneecap you.
Chris, I got an Oyster card. Come on. Anyway, Adam, why did you call in?
Because my son's Dylan, and apparently that counts.
No. Oh, look, snap.
I got an Oyster card too.
Don't get it too close, because you'll take my credit. don't touch it with yours. Cause you'll take.
Don't
my
put it near your phone either.
No, don't. Don't put it near my phone.
I know, apparently it messes the chip in it.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was rubbing my phone all over it the other day, saying, look at me with my phone and Oyster card, aren't I sexy? Yeah, no, so your son is called Dylan?
Yeah.
And you think that counts for the Dylan special?
Oh, Chris said it counts.
Chris, yep. I'm afraid Chris is lying.
Okay.
We actually need Dylan's, and I'm assuming Chris is looking happy, so I'm assuming we've got a lot of Dylan's that have called in for the parade of Dylan's at 10 to 10.
Okay, I'll come to 10 if you want.
You can do what, Adam?
I could pretend.
No, I don't think we'll need you to, but thanks for the offer.
Okay, cheers.
Yes, okay, good lad, keep driving that bus.
I'll check it.
Yeah, okay, not a clue. Look. Don't look away from the screen, Chris. Look, Paul Sylvester's seen this recent episode of Lost and said it's the best one ever. I'll delete it. Doesn't say anything, don't worry. Tia says, Paul was talking out of his bumhole. You're never going to talk to Charlotte Church. Well, that's incorrect. She's going to be calling up before. Has she called up yet, Chris?
Well, I don't know. I was making tea.
Oh. No.
Did she call up?
No, some woman did who put the clocks back, like I told her to, and she was angry for some reason. Okay, Charlotte Church will be on this show before 9:30. Paul, her cousin, has guaranteed it. We're still looking for more Dylans. 0870 9090 973. And can anyone seriously put forward a strong argument saying the daytime is better than the night? I don't think so.
FM, on DAB, and online. This is LBC 97.3.
At 9, saying sorry 8 years on from Paddington crash, no foul play verdict over Anna Nicole Smith death, and remarkable deal hailed in Northern Ireland. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Holly Holland. 8 years on from the Ladbroke Grove rail disaster, Network Rail says sorry in court. 31 people died in the 1999 crash, which left 400 hurt following a catalogue of safety blunders. The organisation faces an unlimited fine. Demon Grove, who lost his daughter Juliet, spoke outside court earlier.
They've apologised and then started up in their mitigation, trying to wheedle out. I hope they get a big fine.
The Foreign Office Minister's been forced into a humiliating climb down after telling MPs Robert Mugabe's daughter was studying in London. Ian McCartney said in the Commons that Bonna Mugabe was attending the London School of Economics. But later, after the university issued a denial, a Foreign Office spokeswoman admitted the minister had misrecollected. Officials say Mr. McCartney had become a bit confused on the issue. After 6 weeks of speculation, it's finally been confirmed that Anna Nicole Smith died from an accidental drug overdose. Florida police say there was no evidence of foul play and no evidence of any illegal drugs or disease in her body. The Iranian state news agency says the 15 British servicemen seized on Friday were taken to Tehran on Saturday. So far, officials have refused to tell Britain where the group is or allow access to them. The agency says they're being held for trespassing in Iranian waters. It says they were fully equipped with arms and what it calls advanced recording devices. Police investigating Bob Woolmer's murder in Jamaica have told us they can't rule out that he was killed by a hitman. Pakistan team, who were stopping over in London, has denied there was tension between the coach and his players. Their media manager PJ Mir has released a video filmed before the World Cup showing them getting on well together.
Contrary to what some media reports, that the relationship between Mr. Woolmer and the boys was strained, well, that clearly depicts the correct picture. That's just a glimpse of the kind of relationship Mr. Woolmer had with the team.
History has been made in Northern Ireland. Gerry Adams and Ian Paisley, political rivals for many decades, sat side by side today for the first time and agreed to restore power sharing at Stormont. Tony Blair has described the deal as remarkable. The Irish Premier said it would transform lives. Sinn Féin Party Chair Mary Lou MacDonald says it's a moment of political excitement.
Nobody underestimates the political responsibilities that we carry. And the expectation of people who voted for all of the parties that we deliver on the bread and butter issues and that we do so speedily.
In travel news, the M25 clockwise is down to 2 lanes at Junction 11 in Chertsey because of an overturned van. There are 30-minute delays past the scene. For news to go, check out the podcast section of our website at lbc.co.uk. And in London's weather, dry and clear tonight with lows of 6 degrees Celsius. LBC, it's 9.03.
Text London to LBC 97.3 at any time to 84850. Calls cost 25p plus network operator charges.
As chairman of Galliard Homes, it is always my prime concern to ensure new and previous purchasers benefit from maximum capital growth potential. Our track record proves our expertise in identifying growth in emerging markets. Galliard Homes now recognises Bodrum, Turkey, as such an emerging market, an area visited by over 10 million visitors each year. By investing as little as £50,000, you can purchase a luxury apartment at Horizon Sky Beach Resort near Bodrum and receive 6% net guaranteed income for 4 years. This complete resort offers every facility, ensuring the very high standards our purchasers demand. I would invite all discerning purchasers to attend our international sales exhibition and seminar on Saturday the 31st of March and Sunday the 1st of April at the Crown Plaza Hotel Excel. For full details, call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 now. Or visit galliardhomes.com. Terms and conditions apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
He's a hot-looking kid. I'm in a position to kill someone.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker!
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is.
Do you remember that? So, it's Dylan Special! Yeah! 0870-9090-973 is the phone number to call. If you are a Dylan, then come and join our parade of Dylans. 10 to 10 tonight. All the lines are going to be full with Dylans saying, hello, my name's Dylan, and I love Ian Lee's Good Evening. Also, arguing which is best, night or day, nighttime obviously wins. No one can put forward a decent argument for daytime. It's just awful. I saved £1,000 on my car insurance, and no one told me this. If you live alone, you get 25% off your council tax. No one told me that. They don't send you a... They send me a... You get your council tax, and I paid it all in one lump sum. Get out of the way. So I've paid it. And you get a form with it. You get a little form. Do you want to save money on your council tax? Are you over 60? Are you unemployed? Nowhere does it say, do you live on your own? It doesn't say you live on your own, you can get 25% off. I lived on my own for 9 months of last year and for this whole year.
Okay, Major, you can backdate it.
Can you backdate it?
They will, they'll backdate it for
you. Okay, that's what I'm hoping, because I phoned them up and the lady was most unhelpful, bless her. And I said, well, can you backdate it? I can't, I don't know. Can you? I don't know. So I sent them an email saying that from this date I've been, and I've paid all of this year's. So hopefully, my council tax is about 1,800 quid, just under. So I could get about like nice little 600 quid back, which would be fantastic. Fantastic. So today, with the car insurance and with the council tax, I've made £1,600.
Where are you going?
Well, now, isn't it funny you should say that? Because I've got the decorators in, and at the weekend I had Les come and do the lights. Now, when I got up Saturday morning, my bed was all right. When I went to my bedroom a little bit later on, after Les had been up there doing the lights, my bed was broken. My bed was broken. It was broken. Now, it's an old IKEA bed, and it's been pushed and pulled and pushed and pulled. And it came loose at one thing. So it meant that the bed, one corner of the bed had collapsed and was on the floor. I was peed off. I was really peed off.
What, a leg snapped?
No, not a leg snapped. The bed is on, like, you've got the end of the bed and the end of the bed, and that goes to the ground.
Yeah.
Then you've got the sides of the bed, and they connect to the ends of the bed, but they don't touch the ground.
Right.
So there's no legs. So I got really peed off. You should answer those phones instead of talking to me. I got peed off, and in a fit of pique, I thought, stuff this! And I want to get a new bed. I want to get a super king-size bed. And I'm going to do it at some point. I want to do it later in the year, or maybe next. Later in the year, you know, if I was good with my money and paid off my tax and all this kind of stuff, I was going to get a trip. So stuff it. I'm going to go to John Lewis. I want to get a bed. So I was testing beds in John Lewis, and it's brilliant. A guy was saying, what you need to do to test the mattress you want is I'm going to get you to lay on each mattress for 4 minutes each, 2 minutes on your back, 2 minutes on your side, and then you decide which is the most comfortable. So I tried one mattress, 2 minutes, then turned over for 2 minutes, said that one's a bit firm, got me on another. I tried four mattresses, so it's 16 minutes I spent lying on beds in John Lewis at the weekend. I chose the mattress I wanted, chose the bed I wanted, gorgeous, super king-size bed.
Did you lie in different positions?
Yep. Super king size bed. Bed was 800 quid. Mattress was 800 quid. 1,600 quid. Ordered it. Stuff it. Ordered it. And then I spent the next day fretting, going, oh, gosh, I can't actually afford it, to be honest. We're paying with the decorators. I don't quite know how much that's going to be. I can't really afford it. So I went to John Lewis today and I cancelled the bed.
Yeah, you don't need a bed.
Well, you don't need a bed. And I fixed my old bed with super glue and books. So I've super glued it together, and I've got loads of books underneath it. So it's being supported by books. So as long as I don't do anything too athletic, and I won't in the bedroom.
And as long as you don't want to read a book.
Well, exactly. So as long as I don't want to read a book athletically, then I'm fine.
Yeah.
So I cancelled the thing. But now I can afford it, because I've saved £600.
Yeah. Or you could go on holiday.
Yeah, go on holiday now. I can't take any more time off work. Because Digital Spy will go mental if I do. Freaks. Joel is in Leighton. Hello, Joel.
Hi, how you doing, Ian?
I'm good.
Listen,
by the way, sorry, people are sending in blogs for tonight's show. We've got one already, haven't we, Chris? I think someone sent one in yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got blogs, so thank you. Let's just see what's been written here. We'll use that one tomorrow. Can I forward you tomorrow's blog, Chris?
Yeah. Doesn't that correspond with today's?
Yeah, but, you know... That's tomorrow's blog. There. Brilliant. Right, yes, Joel, sorry.
Ian, how you doing?
I'm good. Don't forget, by the way, Charlotte Church will be calling up within the next 21 minutes.
I may be not be able to do as good as that, but I can certainly try.
Okay.
By the way, in regards to your council tax...
Yes?
If you become a student,
absolutely free.
A student, you say?
Yeah, so just go an evening course, part-time, pay a few hundred quid, enrol.
Hang on a minute. That doesn't work. I enrol on an evening course. Hang on, I work in the evenings.
As long as you're a student, you don't have to pay council tax. You're exempt.
I don't think that going one night a week to learn how to criticise art will get me off my council tax.
It would have to be a full-time enrolment, I believe, yes.
Oh, OK. But,
nonetheless,
yeah.
A couple of hundred quid to put full-time.
But you still have to go, though.
You pay the teacher off, you know. You say, there's £100. Your council tax is costing you £1,000 a year. Your quid's in.
You can't bribe a teacher. You can be shot for that still.
You can certainly try.
It's worth it. Well, if any teachers out there want to take a bribe, 0870-9090-973.
Exactly, you're a powerful man. You've got the public at your
very
beckoning
powerful.
Call.
Yeah, they're at my beckoning call. You're correct there. Thank you. Yes, Joel.
Well, I was going to say, in regards to the guy who was Charlotte Church, I worked for an estate agent, and I worked for a few estate agents, not because I'm a bad estate agent, or but who's Jennifer Aniston's address?
Hang on a minute. So you're an estate agent, and you're giving out people's addresses?
Only the famous ones.
That's all right, because no one would want to kill them, would they? God.
If you wanted to, tomorrow I could go into work, certainly dig out the information of any of the people I've got on my books and give you their numbers. I've got Jennifer Aniston, Ashley Cole.
Joel, listen, thank you for the offer, but sometimes you get cab drivers or not necessarily even cab drivers, but if you're doing a job for the TV or something, and they sometimes lay on a car for you there and back. It's not as if you don't get paid enough anyway. They give you a car as well. Anyway, which is very nice. And quite often you'll be driving back, and a bloke will go, "It's Boy George's house up there. I'll tell you what, if we take a little detour here, you can see where David Soul lives. There he lives there, number 62. And he points at houses, and you think, right, well, it's interesting. And you do go, oh, really? Oh, what's he like? It's nice. And you think, oh, hang on. Is he telling people where I live? No, I'm not in the same category as David Soul and Boy George. But you think, I wouldn't want anyone to say that.
Apparently, Suggs lives near me. That's what I was told by a taxi driver once.
Suggs lives near you?
Yeah.
But you don't know where, though?
No.
Okay. It just seems an odd thing to do, isn't it? And it is fascinating, and you think, well, would I want that said about me? And I guess not. Yes, Jerry.
Hello, how are you?
Really bloody good.
Oh, lovely. Let's say I feel perfectly safe myself.
Well, good lad.
I was 69 yesterday.
69!
And I had a lovely day.
I bet you did. And why not?
With
the rudest of all numbers.
Oh, no, I had a great day.
What did you do, Jerry?
I was with my family.
Fantastic.
My two boys, two girls.
Wow.
And my nieces and my nephews. And I finished up getting a bit tipsy.
You got a bit tipsy?
I was, yeah. But
it was, it was my nephew's second birthday. Well, it's his birthday on Thursday, but we celebrated it yesterday, and we all went to my mum's house, and the baby was there.
You get to 60.
Well, my mum was a little bit tipsy. I gave my mum a port and lemon, and she was a little bit worse for wear, yeah. Shall we say.
My mum, if you give her a half an lager,
yep.
She'd be drunk for 2 weeks.
They were drinking, my brother-in-law and my uncle were drinking a couple of bottles of beer that were in the fridge. I don't drink, but they were drinking them in the fridge. And then I said, I'll go and get another one for you if you want. And I looked at the packet and it said, this beer, the date on the beer was 2004. So it's about 2.5 years out of date. Now, does that just mean the beer is stronger, Jerry? Or does it mean the beer is toxic?
I think it could be toctics.
It could be toctics?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think I gave them toctics beer. Chris, I think I gave my brother-in-law toctics beer. What should I do?
What? If I was in next morning...
He was dead. Oh, blimey! I said, "Oh no, you don't think
oh,
I killed
that's lovely.
You don't think I killed him with Toctic's beer, do you?" Oh no!
I don't think.
No, it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I told you. Anyway, what I want to say to you.
Yes, Jerry, I like you.
Thank you for a wonderful show.
Bless you, sir.
I watch the television all day.
What? Yes.
And when I go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, yeah. I put me.
Hang on.
Radio on.
I'm not on at 11, that's Clive Bull.
Oh, sorry. But if I put it on...
Yes.
And
He's never heard this show before,
I'm still awake at 4 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. That's Adrian Allen.
I fall asleep. with the radio still on in the morning.
OK. So do you listen to the radio between 7 and 10 in the evening?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Because that's when my show's on.
All right.
And Clive Ball starts at 10.
Yeah.
And then it's Adrian Allen between 1 and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to listen to you more often.
Well, please do, sir, and I'm glad you've called up. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Thank you for a wonderful show.
Cheers, mate. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'll pass it on to Clive. I think that's who he was talking about. Travel news, Richard Hakeyall.
Sorry, stretch of the M25, first of all. Clockwise, it's still down to two lanes at Junction 11, Chertsey, because of an overturned van causing about 30 minutes worth of delays past the scene. There I can see long queues on the cameras. In Marylebone, on the A501 Marylebone Road, we've got just one lane open now, westbound between Harley Street and Park Crescent Mews West, for overnight roadworks taking place. North Circular eastbound, still very slow from Neasden round to Brent Cross, I'm told. That was following an accident from earlier, but it has all reopened now, but it's still very busy as well if you're trying to leave at Staples Corner on the eastbound side. And in Chipping Ongar, the A414 Chelmsford Road is now closed both ways between the 41s roundabouts and the High Road, and that's for overnight roadworks. For the trains, First Connect and Southern have delays between Streatham and Sutton because of signal problems. Some trains are being diverted via West Croydon, and if you're heading out on the tubes, it's just the Jubilee line which is running with delays. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in half an hour.
Questions. I've got some questions I want to know.
I'm James O'Brien. Do you ever get frustrated when you have a question but you don't know where to go to find the answer? Here's one. How do they make glitter?
When you've got a question that's frustrating you, turn to Any Questions Answered.
Text LBC, followed by your question to 63336. It'll cost you just a pound.
We'll get you an answer. A good answer. An answer from intelligent people with a bank of knowledge and insight.
Glitter is made by painting tiny pieces of paper, glass or plastic in metallic, neon and iridescent colours to reflect light in a sparkling spectrum.
Any Questions Answered. You'll never be frustrated again.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Listen, after the show, Helen and Chris, I'm going to pass the hat around because we've not had many ads and I'm suspecting that LBC will be suffering. So I've got my hat here. I'll pass that round. And just what you can. If you've got it, give it. If you haven't, then borrow it off Chris. 0870 9090 973 is the telephone number. Pray to Dylan's coming up at 10 to 10. Charlotte Church will be on the air before 9:30. Her cousin Paul has guaranteed that. Before that, though, it's Sylvia.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I had to clear my throat. Sorry. I'm very well, thank you very much. You all right?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Right, that guy that called two calls ago that spoke about you getting a discount on your council tax.
Getting my what out?
Discount.
Oh,
discount.
I thought she said...
No, I never said that.
I didn't hear the S.
Oi.
Or the N.
Oi.
Okay, yes, the discount.
Right, what you do...
Yes.
Is, I think you have to be studying for more than 16 hours a week.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
When you enrol on your course...
Yeah.
You go to the finance department...
Okay.
...of the college or university.
Already I know I'm not going to do this. I'm never going to be a student again.
There might be somebody else who wants to do it.
Well, you know, they're not going to be listening to this.
Well,
they're going to be smoking pot somewhere and listening to Rubber Soul.
I have to tell you.
Not really.
Go on.
Not really.
All right, then. I'll tell you about the super king size beds.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I've got a super king size bed.
Is it the best thing in the world?
Oh, mate, it's great.
Because my bed is quite tiny. My bedroom is quite tiny. It's an attic conversion, okay? But I went and looked at the beds. And then I went back and measured it, and it just fits. It takes up pretty much most of the room, apart from the corner where I've got my clothes on a rail. But it's going to be fantastic. But I can't... I sort of can afford it now, but I'm going to get it later in the year.
The only thing that's a problem...
Yeah.
...is that, depending on what duvet size you have at the moment...
I have to get a new duvet, yeah.
You might have to get one. But we had a king-size duvet.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to buy another one.
No, I'm going to need to get a new duvet, new sheets.
What size is your duvet?
I don't know.
How do you mean you don't know?
How can I put this another way? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It fits my bed, but it's quite small on my bed. Okay. And you need new pillows.
No, you don't need new pillows.
You need bigger pillows.
You don't need bigger pillows.
Of course you need bigger pillows.
Why do you need bigger pillows?
To fill the bed up.
You're not going to get bigger pillows, because when you buy...
No, you're wrong. Of course you can get bigger pillows.
No, hold on.
I bought some pillows once.
Oh.
This is true. I bought recently, about a year ago, I bought some pillows... and I hadn't looked at the size. They were too big. I had to take them back and get smaller pillows. They were too long.
When you buy super king size bed spreads and stuff,
yeah.
And they come with pillowcases,
yeah.
The pillowcases are normal size pillowcases.
They're no, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're saying you can't get king-size pillows.
I'm not saying that you can't get them. What I'm saying is you don't have to get super king-size whatever pillows to go with a super king-size bed, because...
When I do this... I'm angry now. This is the row I was looking for. When I do this, Sylvia, and I get a king super king-size bed, I'm going to do it properly and get the right accoutrements. And that means the right... You can't have tiny pillows on there.
Ian, have you got a super king-size
bed? How big are your pillows?
My pillows are normal size, but I've got, like, six on my bed. But that's a different story. But anyway, have you got a king-size... Have you got a super king-size bed?
Well, you know I haven't got a super king-size bed.
OK, have you bought super king-size bed linen?
No, because
well,
I haven't...
I have!
But I've bought... Have you bought pillows that were too big for the bed you had before the super king-size bed and had to return them? I have!
You must have went to Primark or somewhere to get those pillows.
I went to Jonathan Lewis.
You got those pillows from?
Jonathan Lewis.
Well, maybe they were cushions.
They weren't cushions, they were bloody pillows. You stupid woman. They were they were pillows. And they were too big. They hung over the side of the bed. And I lived with it for a day and I said...
Your bed's small anyway. Well, it's... Maybe they were normal-sized pillows, but you had just been using little...
No, I've got normal-sized pillows. Oh, Jesus, woman, is insane. I have normal-sized pillows now.
But you haven't got a normal-sized duvet.
Well, it fits. It could be a bit bigger. Hey, that was more fun than talking about council tax, wasn't it?
Yeah, but council tax saves you money.
Yes. 0870-9090-973. Richard.
Ian. Ian.
Yes.
I love you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? We're having a Dylan special. We're talking about day or night, and we're arguing about super king-size beds.
Day or night? What, night nurse? Day nurse? Well, night? Day?
Night. Okay. We've had to cut him off there. Ace being an idiot, and also because it's Paul, Charlotte Church's cousin. Paul, hi.
Yeah, I'm here again, yeah.
Yes, I know, sir.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
About your bed.
Right, tell you what, no, stop you there. How about Charlotte Church?
I've given Chris the number.
Chris, have you got a number for Charlotte Church?
I've just dialed it.
Are you sure it's not a theatre?
It's a mobile number.
Okay, fine. Let's speak to her. And this is her mobile, is it, Paul?
Yep.
Oh, do you want to ring it again, Chris? Oh, it keeps cutting off, Paul.
Well, it shouldn't do.
Yeah, it does. We'll try it one more time. Yeah, it keeps cutting off after one ring. Chris is trying it again for the last time, I hasten to add. It's just cut off again. Paul.
Try it once more.
Good idea. Chris, can we try it once more? One ring, and then it cuts off.
You put me through to Chris again, just to check on the number.
Yeah, of course, we'll put you through to Chris. And I tell you what, while you're doing that, I'll play some music. Yeah. Does the number that Paul has given you tally with the number you were calling?
There's one digit difference this time.
Okay, one digit different this time, okay. Almost as if you were making it up. Okay, let's try again. Okay, so this is Charlotte Church's phone, according to her cousin, Paul. Do you want to talk to her, Paul, or should I?
Oh, both can.
Okay.
You go first.
I'll go first, okay. Because the deadline for getting you on the show is...
Half nine.
Yeah, half nine. So we've only got 5 minutes, so...
Welcome to the Orange answer phone.
Oh.
I'm sorry,
almost as if,
but the person you've called is not available.
Phone and...
Please leave your message after the tone. If you want to,
you leave the message, Paul, on your phone.
Any time.
Not my phone.
Not your phone. On Charlotte Church's phone. Sorry, you leave the message on Charlotte Church's phone.
Charlotte, can you give Ian a call? 08709090973.
Before 9:30, otherwise we won't believe that Paul's your cousin.
Within the next 3 minutes, please. Thank you.
Otherwise, we won't believe that Paul's your cousin.
Otherwise, I won't believe that I'm your cousin.
And we'll think he's a fruitcake. Mm.
I think I'm a fruitcake anyway.
Well, yes. Yeah.
So, can you call on within the next 3 minutes? Right. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Paul.
Right.
Bye-bye. I still believe she'll be on the show before 9:30. I still believe that within my heart of hearts. We've got time for it to happen. Hey, maybe this is her calling in now. Yes, line 3, you're on the wireless.
Yeah, Charlotte's Church.
Yes, I don't think that was her, actually. Could have been wrong there. So Charlotte Church will be on in the next couple of minutes. What does that say, Chris? That doesn't even say anything. Oh, is that Charlotte Church? Oh, hello, is that Charlotte Church?
Yes, but the, telephone reception through...
Right, that's a bloke. That's a bloke. You actually thought that was Charlotte Church, did you?
I'm hoping.
What did you say earlier on when we were sort of talking about something? And you went, oh, yeah, that's Welsh. We were talking about something when I was having those Frosties.
Oh, you said Dylan.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about the name Dylan. And went, oh, yeah, it's a Welsh name. As if that would make me like you more. Or were even important.
That wasn't the reason I was saying it.
Why were you pointing that out?
I was implying that it's a Welsh name.
So?
And we probably won't get many Dylans from it up because it...
There aren't any Welsh called Dylan anymore, though. But we've had... I'm hoping we've had a huge load of Dylans calling up for the parade of Dylans.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
About 25 minutes' time. That's going to be very, very exciting. OK, let's just take one of these. Yes, line 3, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Charlotte Church.
Can you please keep the lines clear? We're waiting for Charlotte Church. Line 10, you're on the wireless.
Oh, this is Charlotte.
Right, OK. Not really, Yes, line 3, you're on the wireless.
Dragon meat sausage.
OK, that's definitely not... Here we go. 5, is that Charlotte Church?
No, it's Gavin Henson.
Oh, for God's sakes. 3, is that Charlotte Church?
Dolly Parton and, Dixie Chicks and You Call Me a Little Girl.
So I didn't understand that because you're talking like an idiot. What?
You like Dolly Parton?
Yes.
Dixie Chicks.
What's wrong with the Dixie Chicks?
And You Call Me a Little Girl.
Have you ever heard the Dixie Chicks?
Yes.
What do they sing?
I don't know.
Because you've never heard them, have you?
Yeah, they're three girls and...
Yeah. They're three fit girls, although one slightly porcine, that sing excellent country... Have you heard the Dixie Chicks, Helen? Have you, do you yeah. like them?
I don't good. Take the mic out of that other Dixie, a country singer.
Man. Oh, they do take the mic out of that country singer. How do you know that? There's a guy who slagged them off for making their vague... I can't remember his name. Kent.
Yeah, they even wore a T-shirt, F.U.
F.U., whatever his name is.
Yeah.
But, and he sings a song called We Kick Their Ass Because That's What Americans Do. Fantastic right-wing country. You've got to love right-wing country music.
Yeah.
Anyway, you are a little girl.
You're not.
Yeah, we go. So, 08709090973. We're going to go to the ads, and then we've still got 30 seconds for Charlotte Church to call in. If she doesn't call in by 9 o'clock, by 9:30, then that's proof that Paul is a fruitcake and a liar.
I took the inside track.
I took the inside track.
I took the inside track.
Over 65,000 people have attended Inside Track's free introductory workshop since 2002 to see how they could profit from property without going round the houses. Inside Track, 0870 1244 614 or insidetrack.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay. Just waiting now for Charlotte Church to call in.
Come on, Charlotte.
Come on, Charlotte. We've got 4 lines free. As soon as she calls in, she'll go straight to air. If she doesn't call in within the next 20 seconds, then Paul, who's been calling us for the last couple of months... Here we go. Charlotte Church, you're on the air.
She doesn't call in.
Hiya, how you doing?
It's a bloke. Here we go. Charlotte Church, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry. No, it's not.
Oh. Turns out that bloke's a liar, innit?
Available on DAB.
This is LBC 97.3.
It's 9.30, I'm Holly Holland. Blackfriars Crown Court has heard that a catalogue of failures led to the Ladbroke Grove rail disaster in which 31 people died. Railtrack have said sorry over the errors which led to the crash in 1999. The rail company's been in court to learn how much they'll be fined over the disaster, with a hearing due to conclude tomorrow. Tests have confirmed that former Playboy model Anna Nicole Smith died from an accidental overdose of drugs. Florida officials found traces of 9 prescription drugs in her blood, including antidepressants and sedatives. Police investigating Bob Woolmer's murder in Jamaica say they can't rule out that he was killed by a hitman. Deputy Commissioner Mark Shields says officers are checking hotel CCTV footage and other details, such as bedroom key cards. Foreign Office Minister Ian McCartney has been forced to stage a humiliating climb down after telling MPs Robert Mugabe's daughter was studying in London. He said in the Commons that Bona Mugabe was attending the London School of Economics. But a Foreign Office spokesman later admitted he had misrecollected after the university issued a denial. In travel news, M25 clockwise is down to 2 lanes at Junction 11 Chertsey because of an overturned van. There are 30-minute delays past the scene. And in London's weather, dry and clear tonight with lows of 6 degrees Celsius, and tomorrow will be bright and sunny. LBC, it's 9.31.
Are you looking for an overseas property investment with prices starting from under £50,000 with guaranteed income, a low deposit and excellent capital growth potential? Galliard Homes, a UK buy-to-let specialist, are proud to introduce Horizon Sky Beach Resort Bodrum. This stunning waterside resort will be fully managed and offered to you for a limited period at pre-release prices with guaranteed income of 6% net for up to 4 years. Horizon Sky will be the first beach resort to be built to Galliard's exacting standards of quality, design and luxury. Don't miss your chance to join those investors who've already benefited from investing the Galliard way. Attend Galliard Homes International Sales Launch on Saturday the 31st of March and Sunday the 1st of April at the Crown Plaza Hotel XL. For details, call 020 7620 1500. That's 020 7620 1500 now, or visit galliardhomes.com. Conditions apply.
LBC 97.3. Good evening. Call 0870 90 90 973.
Okay. Well, Paul, Charlotte Church's possible cousin, has called in and asked Chris for a 20-minute extension, and we have granted that. So he's got until 10 to 10 when we'll be having a parade of Dylans. Now, to kick off this week in the How Low auction, the bidding is open to win a 23-inch Samsung high-definition LCD TV. But you only have until 11:30 tonight to make your low bid. To win, you need to make... you need to make the lowest bid in paints that no one else matches, or as we call it, the lowest unique bid. To bid, text LBC followed by your bid in paints to 88821. Bidders must be over 16. Bids cost £1.50 plus your standard network rate. See www.lbc.co.uk for full terms and conditions. Put that in your pipe, Jon Snow, and smoke it, sir.
It's a bit quick.
Is it too quick? Is it quick enough for Ofcom to get your three fingers?
Slow it down a peg or two.
We've got
what, sorry?
Oh, do we? A jingle here.
Oh, go on, let's have it.
Should we have a listen?
Yeah.
Bidders must be over 16. Bids cost £1.50. Yeah. Standard network rate applies and you have a limited number of bids.
Okay.
See lbc.co.uk for full terms and conditions.
They've made legal disclaimers sound fun with that. A lot of fun. You were going to say something then, Chris, then you bottled out, didn't you?
They are we.
And you are he, as we are all together.
What?
Angie! That's good, isn't it? Angie!
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, it is. You're on the radio.
Hello, Ian. This is the first time I've called, but I've only just started listening to you for the last past 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I just want to ask you a question. Has a Jacob ever called in?
A Jacob?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
he has. We have had... well, a Jacob has called in. Is it the one you're thinking of?
What? No, it ain't my Jacob. But I just want to ask you something. Do you know anything about allotments?
Do I know anything about allotments? Yes.
What do you know about them? Because I've got one, yeah, and I don't know what to do.
What? You grow things on it?
Yeah, but like what, flowers?
No, you grow vegetables. You grow whatever you want there. You grow anything. Hang on. How come you've got an allotment? Back up. Right. How do you know your Jacob hasn't called me?
Because I've been with my Jacob.
24/7?
Yeah, in bed.
365?
In bed. Constantly.
You're constantly rutting away, are you?
Yeah, something like that.
Do you want to join my sex army?
Yeah, I do.
I bet you do.
I do, it turns me on.
Yes.
No, but...
sex turns you on? Now, there's an interesting thought.
No, honestly, so do you grow, like, vegetables and things like that?
How come you've got an allotment and you're too stupid to know what to do with it?
I'm not stupid.
No, I know. I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm saying you're too stupid to know what to do with an allotment.
No, I know you grow stuff on it, but how do you grow stuff?
How have you got an allotment when you haven't got a clue what's going on?
Because I bought it off the people that had it.
I don't think you're allowed to buy it off people.
Yeah, you are.
I think you have to go through the council to get an allotment.
Yeah, you have to go through the council, but the people that had it before...
Just sold it straight to you?
Yeah.
That's illegal.
I had to go through the council, obviously.
But why did you have to give money to the people that were getting rid of it? Because they don't own it.
Pay the council, something.
How much did you have to pay?
I'm not saying.
Well, was it £100?
No, less than that.
Well, then say, what does it matter?
It does matter.
Why does it matter?
Hang on, somebody wants to say something to you.
Oh, I can't, but I'm not playing those games. Stephen!
Yes, how are you doing?
Oh, it's Polsky, Steve.
Yeah, double victory again.
Yes, do miss, yes.
You've been, my jingle didn't come the other day. Don't worry about it. Listen, I went to a CSP yesterday.
You went to the where?
Yeah, you know, to come then, underground.
Oh, yes.
And I got some trophies. I got, Revenge. Signed by Eric and Bruce.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot about it. Yes, I've met Bruce before. We're talking about Kiss, by the way.
Yeah,
this isn't Kiss. These are two members of Kiss that are in another band.
Yeah, exactly. And there was John Corabi as well, yes. And Garrick. And they played incredible show. They took it by force, you know.
I've met Bruce, I met Eric, and they're both lovely gentlemen. But Eric is tiny, isn't he?
Yeah, but, you know, one thing disappointing was there was no time for taking pictures with them.
Oh,
it was like, you know, a friend of mine, he got the picture with Bruce Kulick just before the concert, you know.
Oh.
My throat, yesterday in the morning, was gone. I was screaming my head off. You know, if you want, you can see some pictures on my... I have my website on the MySpace.
Okay, give out the MySpace page.
Should I give it to you now?
Yeah, give it out. Why the hell?
Okay, you know, MySpace, normal, yeah? And then it's Kiss Army Polska.
Kiss Army Polska.
P-O-L-S-K-A.
Okay, well, if I get a chance...
It's not much there because I just started it a couple of weeks ago and I don't have much time, but I just put a couple of pictures there, you can see that.
Well, Stephen, listen, thank you very much for that. I'm going to move on but get this. Some people...
Yeah?
...don't like the rock band Kiss.
I know. I like Dolly Parton too.
Yes. Hey, Stephen, listen, thank you very much for that. He's a very nice fellow and fan of Kiss. G!
I have a feeling you won't be getting many friend requests. Hello.
I've had enough of this nonsense. I want to start calling you the G-Man again, and the other fellow's going to become Derek now.
Oh, thank you.
Just because it's getting too confusing, but it's only if I can work out how to use this computer. Hang on.
Go on.
How do I get his name up in here, Chris?
I don't know. Chris.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Shut up. What? Otherwise, I won't do it. G. Hang on a minute.
Man. M-A-N.
No, shut up. I'm trying to do this.
Capitals.
I can't do it. I have to do it later. And if I do that, does it do it? Oh, no, it does that. What's that?
What's that?
No, I can't do it.
All right, get Chris to do it later, innit?
I'll get Chris to do it later. I'll get Chris to stay behind late just to do that.
That's what he's here for.
Yeah, exactly. He's for that.
All right, I've written you a poem.
Oh, fantastic.
And it doesn't make me a girl or soft. I'll punch you in the face.
Okay. Oh, hang on a second. It's man.
Yeah.
I've made a decision.
Right.
I'm going to give G-Man back his title.
Okay.
And I'm going to call you. Start calling you Derek now.
No, whatever.
Is that what you're happy with? That
I'm not unhappy.
Well,
what is
that?
What
does that mean? Well, no, I'm not happy about it, but I'm not unhappy. I'm not going to start an online petition or that rubbish.
Okay. Right.
I didn't start that.
Chris, how do I change these people's names? I can't get them into the box that they need to be in.
What do you want to change it to?
I want to change G back to G-Man, and Derek, man can be Derek.
Hi, Derek. Whatever.
Oh, you sound a bit down, Derek, but I think it'll be good for you.
We'll see.
Ian, you've just taken away everything in his life.
I tell you what, okay, no, in that case, that's not fair. Okay, Derek.
Can I go back to being Gary? That's my name.
I can call you G-Man 2.
Okay, yeah.
That's quite good.
There we go, yeah. G-Man 2, there we go. Oh, no, I tell you what. Sorry, Chris. G-Man Jr.
Well, I'm probably older than G-Man.
I know, but it's...
Can I be G-Man Senior?
For Junior, you can just do JR.
I am the scholar.
Make it be mine.
Do the full thing, actually. Right, anyway, so, G-Man Jr., we'll do you first.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, I was listening earlier.
Yes.
And these people complaining about you.
Yes.
When you do bits of your show I don't like, do you know what I do?
You turn it up louder and make yourself really angry and frustrated.
Play clips of G-Man.
That would be an option.
Yes.
But just turn off or turn
on. Hang on a minute, what bits don't you like of my show?
Well, you do go on about certain things which I have no interest in.
Turning it down now.
It's better listening to yourself, good point.
Like what?
Well, I'm not a Dolly Parton fan.
Oh, well, you mean you've been turning it down for the whole show this evening?
No, but you were not this evening, because you haven't gone on too much, but when you've been, doing all the build-up.
I like the bits of Chris-in.
Okay. Well, that's good. But do you know what? What's annoying, G-Man Jr., is that people send in emails. Now,
no, that's it. If I don't like something, don't listen to it. Don't complain about it.
Well, if you want to complain about it, phone up and complain, because it's a phone-in show.
Yeah.
And we don't really read emails out. And basically, what they're saying is, you won't read this out on there, Ian, so this is a private message to you.
Mm.
I think that was out of order.
Yeah, no, I love
it. Okay, thank you, G-Man. As though that's going to have some extra impact or extra weight. And although it's going to hurt me. And it doesn't hurt me. Come on the radio and talk about it. I nearly swore then. I nearly said the F word.
Have you thought about doing any anger management? You really let off at Paul earlier.
I let off. Did you hear that? I thought that was off mic. He's got 9 minutes for Charlotte Church to call in, so...
He ain't calling him.
But G-Man Jr., listen, thank you for that.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay, bye,
man.
Good lad. But G-Man, man, what can we do for you now?
I've written your poem.
Okay, get to the point. Gemma?
Yes?
Are you the Gemma that used to live in Camden?
No.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
She was hot.
I know a Gemma that lived in Camden.
Okay. G-Man, do your big girly poem quickly.
What?
Yeah, just do it.
Okay. This poem goes out to Ian Lee and is written by your boy, the G.
If you've rhymed either LBC or 97.3 with Lee,
no.
I'll cut you off.
I'm not. Anyway, shall I start again? I start again?
You start again and you think how you're going to word this.
This poem goes out to Ian Lee and is written by your boy, the G. A life without Ian Lee is hard to see. He comforted me, a Frigga's chick, away me baby.
Gemma, what's that noise?
What's what noise?
That big humming noise. Anyway, Gemma, what do you want?
What am I on? I'm on my mobile.
No, what do you want?
Oh, what do I want? Oh, two things. Can I be Chicken and Chips Boy's right-hand woman, please?
That's up to Chicken and Chips Boy. No, he's not called in for a bit. I don't think his mum lets him call him anymore.
Well, will you call him and find out?
Well, he's probably in bed now.
Oh.
Anything else?
Yeah, about this clock going forward, I think it's totally out of order, because yesterday we only got 23 hours in a day, and that's totally messing up time.
We had a bonus hour, because I've lost 2 hours, because when I was in the States,
yeah,
the clocks changed there, and then they changed over here, so I've been through two time changes in a fortnight, so...
Yeah, but I think it's wrong, because they say there's 24 hours in a
day. Oh, I've cut you off. Well, thanks for that, G-Man. That was a really lovely poem.
Okay.
Yeah, we go. Right. Okay, we're rattling through these now. So I'm just getting excited about the Parade of Dylans at 10 to 10 and Charlotte Church shortly before that. John.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, about an hour ago, you challenged people to call up and have a bit of an argument with you about this sex thing.
What sex thing?
I don't know. You said that we should have sex instead of war, and then you challenged anyone, and there's some kind of financial prize.
No, the prize... No, you weren't listening, so I've won this already.
Okay.
The financial prize was for people who could convince me that day was better than night time. The sex thing was just saying that no one could argue that it's better to kill people than it is to have sex with them.
No, that's not what you said. You've changed your argument now.
What did I say, John?
Okay, you said something more along the lines of... You challenge anyone.
Bearing in mind, you've got the whole financial thing wrong, so probably whatever else you think you've heard me say, you've probably got wrong as well. But carry on.
I was driving at the time, so maybe I wasn't listening correctly, I will download the podcast.
Please do.
I'll call you back tomorrow to prove you wrong.
Okay.
But you said something along the lines that no one could... because people were calling... People were emailing...
Get to the point, John.
All right, relax. People are calling you, emailing you, telling...
Okay, he's going to sell out. Well, John, we'll come back after this. Richard, they're all Muppets tonight.
You love them.
No, I don't. I despise a lot of them. I love two of them, but I'm not saying which two. Let's have the travel, please, sir.
M25 clockwise on the Surrey stretch. We're still down to two lanes at Junction 11, Chertsey, because of an overturned van. I can still see those queues on the cameras. It's adding about 30 minutes onto your journey time, but recovery is now well underway. In Marylebone, the A501 Marylebone Road is down to one lane going towards Baker Street, just after Regent's Park for overnight works. And the North Circular going eastbound, looking much better now from Neasden round to Brent Cross. We had an accident earlier. That's all been shifted, though, I'm pleased to say. For the trains, First Connect and Southern have delays between Streatham and Sutton because of signal problems. Some trains are being diverted via West Croydon. And if you're heading out on the tubes, the Jubilee line is running with delays. LBC 97.3 travel. More throughout the evening.
If you want to hear the news now, you can. Our other station, LBC News 1152 AM and on DAB, keeps you up to date with the ever-changing stories, along with sport, business and travel and weather together every 10 minutes. You're always up to date with LBC News 1152 AM and on DAB. Non-stop news for London.
Are you a healthy or asthmatic male or female? If so, you might be eligible to take part in trials with ParXL, who are currently working on the development of new medicines. The ParXL unit is an independent research facility based at Northwick Park Hospital in northwest London. We're currently recruiting non-smoking 18 to 70-year-olds to take part in clinical trials. Participants in a study will be paid for their time and inconvenience, and their GP will be informed. ParXL is overseen by an independent ethics committee who approve all adverts and clinical trials. For more information with no obligation, please visit our website at www.drugtrial.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
OK, John, you've had time to gather your thoughts. Bearing in mind, Chris, don't forget to rack up the Dillons for the parade at 10:02, and we've got Charlotte Church, hopefully, in the next 3 minutes. Right, John.
OK, you challenge people to call up and argue that you should not advocate sex on the radio. That's basically what you were saying.
No, I think the argument was that it's better to have sex than it is to kill people. That's the whole premise behind Sex Army that I'm starting up.
Okay, well, I can't really argue against that, but maybe I got the whole premise of your argument incorrect.
I think you got the premise wrong. Andrew, did you want to speak to John?
Yeah, I do.
Go on.
Hi, John.
Hello, Andrew.
Do you understand what this programme is?
I would be delighted if you would enlighten me.
Well, you seem to listen to everything Ian says and say, you said this, you said that. Can you just tell Ian what he said?
Well, I wasn't, like, listening 100%. Yeah, I was driving. It's not my life, unlike yours, but you know what I mean.
You just said you weren't listening.
No, I said I was listening, but I was driving.
So can you just say what Ian said?
I thought he said that...
You thought?
Yeah, I did think.
You thought he said?
My God, are you some kind of nutter?
No, you are.
My God, you sound like some kind of Ian Lee fanatic.
No. You thought Ian said something, right?
Yeah.
So therefore you phoned up and said, you said this, Ian, didn't you?
Yeah.
So...
It's a question. It's a question, mate.
No.
It's not a court of law. What's wrong with you?
No, you just said, Ian, you said this.
Yeah.
But then, now you're saying, I thought you said that.
Have you got a point?
He's got a very good point, Andrew. John, actually, what he's saying is, you
so
phoned
not,
up, John.
Expressing it.
John, no, he's expressing it excellently, and this is the problem that you have, John. You've displayed this twice,
okay.
And it's your inability to listen and process information. You phoned me up to pick me up on something and to challenge me, yet you weren't challenging me on what I'd said. It's what you thought I'd said, and Andrew has explained that you don't listen very well, and yet you phoned up. He's not a fanatic. He's not an obsessive. He's basically saying, if you're phoning up to have an argument, make sure you know what it is you think you've heard. And you don't know. So you phoned up You half heard something, you phoned up and you've embarrassed yourself.
Whereas... But no, but the point is, if I asked you what you said, then isn't that clarifying it?
But it turns out that what I did clarify it, and it turns out that what I said
is... Is that the premise of your argument? It, you know,
no, John, let me finish. And also pronounce premise correctly, because that's slightly irritating. No, I did clarify it, and it proved that you weren't listening.
And I accepted that.
OK, excellent. Well, thanks for that, John.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Andrew, thanks for that. Well done, mate.
You're welcome, mate.
Good lad. There we go. So it's fun. OK, right. Charlotte Church hasn't called up. After this call, Chris, I want the parade of Dylan. So clear all those lines, and we'll speak to Bill the Hammer. Bill the Hammer. And then get the Dylans lined up, and we'll have a parade of Dylans. Very, very, very exciting. Bill the Hammer.
Hello, mate. All right.
Can I ask why you're called Bill the Hammer?
West Ham. Big West Ham fan.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You like a certain part of town. Okay. Right. Lovely. I thought you were a murderer.
No.
Okay. Anyway, Bill, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I've just give a website, your chappy there.
Yes.
Basically, I've told him not to give it out on air. It should be able to locate the rough area where people's are. You just put their mobile number in.
What?
Right.
What? You type in someone's mobile number?
Yeah.
And it tells you where they are?
Well, within a certain area. I think, you know, the different countries, it gives you different, like, what? Within 20 foot, 30 foot.
So, hang on, Chris, have you got this website address without giving it out on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah,
can you type it in there, and I'll put in my phone number, and see if it does. I'm turning my phone on. I assume my phone needs to be on for this to work, does it?
Well, you put Charlotte's number in.
All right. Well, I'm going to put my number in first, just to test. How do you know about this, mate? It sounds very suspicious.
I can't really say.
Okay. I bet you
scroll to about the ninth one down where it says mobile phone tracking.
Are you a bailiff?
No, I'm a train driver on the tube.
Okay. He's typing in. Any time tonight, Chris. Clyde Ball's on at 10, so, and we've got the Parade of Dylans coming up, so scroll down where?
You got all the options come out there. Go to about the ninth one down where it says mobile phone tracking.
Cell phone tracking. Is it .com or .co.uk?
.com.
Oh, I've got a text. I don't know if we're on the, popular categories. Vehicle tracking, cell phone tracking.
Yeah, Sunset Satellite Solutions.
I guess double check this website again.
All right, Bill, go back to Chris because I think Chris has got the wrong website because he's in. Really... Chicken and Chips Boy!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Chicken and Chips.
Yeah, I just like to thank all my people for waiting for me. I was admiring my PS3.
Oh, you got one? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's excellent.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to announce my right hand person.
Yes, okay.
It's that Emma woman.
I think her name was Gemma.
Whatever her bloody name is, she's my right hand.
Okay, so Gemma is your right hand woman.
Yes, I need her to phone up and give me two good reasons why she should be my right hand.
Okay, well maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Bill.
Yes, mate.
Has he got the right website?
I think he has now.
Okay, well, is it?
He might have got mixed up the little dashes.
Chris, have you got the right website? You haven't. Well, type it in, you muppet.
All right, I'm getting the Parade of Dylans.
Well, type this in first. This is more important now than everything we've been building up towards is superseded by a website that can tell me.
Go to about the ninth option down once it's come up, which says mobile phone.
Oh, we missed out a whole word. You missed out a whole word. You missed out the word locate, mate.
That might be all right.
Let go. Track a phone number from the United Kingdom. We want, don't we?
Yeah, mobile phone.
Where's the United Kingdom? There it is.
You'll only get four digits in the first box. Put all the rest in the second box.
Okay, so in the second box. Okay, start searching. Important. The use of this system is for informative purposes only.
Yeah, it's coming up in like the Google Earth.
Oh, look at that! That's really scary! Please, please don't let this work. I pray to God... This does not work, because if it does, I'm gonna kill myself. It's calling... Oh, look, it's opening GPS. Calling the network. Loading map. Object found. Yeah. Please wait a moment. What? No, where's that? No. Well, we're not...
Is it zooming in?
Yeah, it is, but we're not near any fields, are we? If this zooms in here, I swear to God, I'm going to jump out of a window. Because it means we're... Oh, no!
That's why I said put Charlotte's number in.
No. What a naughty man. I tell you what he's done. He's taken us to a mucky website.
You weren't doing that, were you?
I was earlier. With that fella. It's a wind-up. He's made us see pornographic images. But, that was scary for a moment. Wasn't that terrifying? We all thought, well, actually, that's probably possible. OK, we're going to take the break early. When we come back, a parade of Dylans.
Order! Order! Would the Right Honourable Member please acknowledge that before surrendering an endowment policy back to the Life Company, one should call AAP first?
You could get hundreds of thousands more from them!
I have to say that I will call AAP when the time is right so to do.
But will you call them now?
Look, as I have said repeatedly, and I will say again, I will call AAP when it is appropriate and in the interest of all parties. Cut the spin. Call AAP now on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
OK, well, no Charlotte Church, and Paul's limit is up. We've actually had a lot of stuff on the show tonight. We've got nothing for the rest of the week. So he's a fruitcake. Right, OK, parade of Dylans. It's Dylan in Camberwell. Dylan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
OK, we're going to jam the phone lines with Dylan. Dylan in Croydon, are you there? OK, let's go. Andy?
Yes, Andy speaking.
Yeah, what do you want?
Hello, Ian. I just asked if you could play any Pet Shop Boys song for me.
We're doing a parade of Dylans at the moment, mate.
Oh, right. I noticed you've been waiting for Charlotte Church's phone call as well, haven't you?
Yeah, OK, we're really running out of time. Hang on a second. Stevie?
Hello, my friend.
What do you want?
My friend Barbara has a dog, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Guess what his name is?
I've got no idea, mate.
Dylan.
But are you called Dylan?
No, the dog.
Chris, where are all the other Dylans?
This is it.
I've got two Dylans, one of whom I think is John Looney John. One is a bloke called Andy, and one is a bloke who's got a friend who's got a dog called Dylan.
This is Hello, Ian, I'm still on the line.
Who's this? Dylan?
This is Andy speaking.
Oh, right. Right, everyone who can hear me now, what I need you to do, because this has backfired terribly, is I need you all to say, hello, my name's Dylan. Don't mention that your name's not Dylan. My name's Dylan, and I love Ian Lee's Good Evening, OK?
OK.
So on the count of three. One, two, three.
Hello, my name's Dylan.
I love Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Globule. Was there a globule in there?
No.
That was awful.
But Charlotte Church hasn't rang yet, has she, Ian?
Is this Dylan?
No, this is Andy speaking.
No, she hasn't rung, mate.
Have we only got two?
I've met her before.
She was nice.
Oh, this is weird.
Ian, if you can play me a Pet Shop Boys song before 12 o'clock, I'll appreciate that.
Okay, well, I'll see what I can do, Dylan.
No, it's not Dylan, it's Andy.
Just pretend, because this is humiliating for me.
Don't let it get to you, Ian.
It's only...
You've already got too many nutters calling in. Don't let it get to you.
Okay, yes, okay.
This is what I meant when I was talking about social stigma.
Right.
Only two Dylans to phone in and
How come there's more than one Dylan?
Hello? Dylan is more than 10 people, so... What?
Hello?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good job there's only one Andy on the phone.
If you missed the show today, it sounded like this. I saw Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Jolene. I don't ban people for saying they don't like my show. Very good. Very big knockers. Massive knockers. Get Ferris to do me a trail. No, I don't want Ferris. I want the main man on the station. I want Bill Buckley to do me a trail.
Hello?
Sorry, is Charlotte Church there? We were told that she'd be there expecting a call from us.
No, I don't think so. This is another dressing room.
Shut up. I'm assuming you phoned up another presenter and used foul language. Or maybe you used foul language in me. Your call was so inconsequential to me, I don't remember it. You're so dull, in fact. Since talking to you, I've been hanging my coat up and I'm now going through my bag. You're not as good as the guy who used to phone in and do that. Because he had, about five up his sleeve. So write another four or five and then do it again.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be great if instead of killing each other, we had sex with each other? Mm. I'm angry now. This is the row I was looking for. What's an acceptable hour for sex talk? Why is it okay to have on the news, we've just bombed the bejesus out of somewhere, but you can't talk about sex? We're waiting for Charlotte Church. Line 10, you're on the wireless. Three, is that Charlotte Church? Here we go. Charlotte Church, you're on the air. Here we go. Charlotte Church, you're on the air.
Hiya, how you doing?
It's a bloke.
Hello?
Shut your mouth.
That was rude.
Hello, Ian Lee.
Get your
job.
Get
your
job,
will
you? Hello, Ian.
On FM. On DAB. And online. This is LBC 97.3.